Blog Talk Radio.
Sending it in. Sending it in. Hit squad. One, two, three to the hip hop. Ha. Fill your whole face up with raindrops. Turn your whole block into Bangkok. Your girl's a female whore, Hashi Bangkok. Stop your whole team like gridlock. Transforming these niggas dinosaur, I'm Grimlock. I'm rising to the top, you niggas just a pit stop. Run up in the grid with the hammer and get your pit pop. You can catch me on the stage with the boom bap. Hit you with the gat, little nigga, how you love that? Fucking with Hit Squad, I doubt that. Navigate your system, motherfucker, I doubt that.
I'm the baddest motherfucker in existence. I'ma fuck a lot of people up, putting me in this position. Hands all on my dizzy, your bitch is chilling right with it. Knowing this on my level, let's power over you midgets. Now I don't bust chaps or traps, but I bust raps. That should be enough, so if it ain't, then fuck rap. How you gon' teach me something you suck at? You fucks getting cut like the guts of a Dutch rap. I reign supreme, that's why I know that I'ma make the team. Hey, I'ma bring it to your plate like I'm catering. Step up and get punched and pissed on. That's the shit that happens when you fuck with the Hit Squad.
My brain's in it for the riches, it moves for the money. My time's fatty, you ready? Listen to skill dummy. I'm from the streets where beef is getting real bloody. Talk slick, you can catch a bullet in your fresh gully. It's funny how the industry raps now. You fucking whack clowns need to listen, cause we bringing it back now. Call me McFly, back to the future in my DeLorean. My team is more than I'm spitting venom and street torching on the beats calling them. Now my mind's in the booth, I produce fire like a beast. Blind with the truth for federal district. I'm a misfit for this shit, spitting so instant that my flow travels distant.
Aiming for that I aim and scorch a nigga. Get rid of your homie like I was aborting niggas. I'm fresh off the block, bitch, I handle the rocks like Jigga. A real crook, yeah, I got more prize than Richard. It's not a game, nigga, slinging wherever you live. The cops in Suffolk County,
I'm known as a fugitive.
Wanted dead or alive, look me in my eyes to see a G. This you alive, picture my ride, yeah, that's all I see. Tunnel vision, my mission to be the best. Got me clipping the competition, leaving a bloody mess. I'm the best, if you feel different, then get it off your chest. Can't do that, no battle rap, we back in where you rest. Motherfucker,
I'm Chinese, nine Siamese, live wire with the fire speech. Mine out of reach, slide of trees like a bonfire. Grind, I increase network when I stretch work. Don, I am he, got the squeeze on you liars, try and breathe, nigga, please. I can breeze on you writers, die in peace. A high unleash, what they need and desire. I'm a beast for the streets, this is free. I recite it and I feast. Slick clack, since Matchbox, been rapping like a Sasquatch. Burning your tracks, watch you acting like your ass.
Like your ass.
I laugh, stop, sleep not last night. I speak, they gas shot, geek, the gas pop.
Don't force me to harm your fam and all that stuff got so. Get your ass buried under the sand.
Come on,
understand. I ain't one of them birds. See, I speak my mind. You never catch me mumbling words. Faggot niggas get their mark to the curb. Fuck stomping you out. I put your navigator chalk in reverse. How your mom's gon' feel when you stuck in the hearse? Closed casket, only thing they need is bones and dirt. It's NY, Mr. Brownsville is back. The truth is I own this hood from front to back. I'm on my grind, like skateboards and rollerblades. I can show you how to spit out razors and hold a blade. Put a hole in the back of your Benz. Put a hole in the front of the speaker in the back of your Benz. Put a hole in the back seat. That'll put a hole in the back of the man in the back seat. That'll exit out the front of the man in the back seat. Put a hole in the back of the man in the front seat. That'll exit out the front of the man in the front seat. Put a hole in the steering wheel to the Humvee. The drama star, consider yourself a dead man. Cause the 38 turned you rags to headbands. Listen, I can show you how to bang. Toss your daughter off the building like that bitch had wings. Never.
On deck, 5 minutes feedback, mood on deck was good, chillin'.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Die 4 Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Die 4 Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Die 4 Radio.
Shout out to Die 4 Radio, the kid Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die 4 Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die 4 Radio.
Yo, what's rockin'?
Die 4 Radio.
You heard the name, Die 4 Radio in the house. This is how we do, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to another beautiful Tuesday. Lots of stuff popping. Appreciate everybody that's tuned in. If you listen online, you want to call up and chat with us, remember 646-200-4945. Press 1 to speak to the host if you want to holler at us. You know, that's the way we do it, of course. I'm joined by my boy, my brother, my Die 4 fan, Mad 4. What's happening with you?
Yo, what's up, yo? Just drinking a 40.
I would expect no less, my dude. I would expect no less. So, you know, we just...
Yeah, I was on a little fucked up streak, though, because I wasn't drinking no OE in a minute, so I had to go cut me some OE today.
Man, you already know what I'm sipping. I got my Heineken in the house, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have a special guest, New York MC Warren Wint, W-I-N-T. And he's definitely got some things to say, and I checked out his videos and what he's doing and his movement and his skills, and he's definitely hot MC. We're going to take a couple tracks of his and definitely let the masses hear it. I got to give a big shout-out to my man, Todd Davis, in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Shout-out to Todd Davis.
Back in action. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely coming. A couple doctor announcements. We already got some callers on the line. You know what I'm saying? But real quick, because I know the people are listening. We just added, I'm proud to announce, on Saturdays, you know what I'm saying, with my man Sneak Rothstein, they got the Drodian show. You know what I'm saying? And we're definitely looking forward to that. It's definitely bringing another piece to this puzzle that we over here doing the Doctor Radio. So big shout-out to Sneak. I'm looking forward to that. And then also my listeners, I know I've said this before, but on Sundays on Die 4 Radio, same phone number, same channel, everything, we have with Mafia Radio, M-O-F-I-A, M-O-F-I-A, Men of Faith in Action, well, hosted by my man Justified and OG Cocaine. You know what I'm saying? They're definitely a good show. They've definitely been holding it down. But this Sunday, we do have MC Hammer that's going to go ahead and call up and give testimony and chop it up with the peoples. Also, Thursday on Die 4 Radio, we got Fredro Starr and MC Shan, you know what I'm saying? So we're definitely looking forward to that. And lots of music coming, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get into, actually, we're going to have a caller from FMG call in, Free Web Music Group, talk about the nationwide mixtapes we're doing, and whew, man. I know I'm leaving stuff out, but it's all good.
It's all fucking good, man.
Man. So anyways, we're going to hit this call that's been holding for a second. You know what I'm saying? A 323 number. 323, you live on Doctor Radio. What's happening with you?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good. What's going on with you, man?
Not much. Just chilling. Just about to go to work soon, man. But just, you know, trying to get my mind right. Just want to request a song. Want to request that dude, Earl Tate, man.
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely going to get into some Earl Tate in just a little bit. He's got his new song he sent me, you know what I mean? So we're definitely going to get into it. What's your name, homie?
I'm Agent Playboy, man, but everybody else just know me as Vin, but it's all good.
Absolutely, absolutely. We appreciate you rocking with us, and we appreciate the support, you know what I'm saying? And definitely, Mr. Earl Tate, I'm going to be dropping a new track of his in just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So definitely rock out with us. And we got more songs. He's definitely part of the fam. So we appreciate you rocking with us.
I respect, man. One.
Absolutely. That's what's up. Mr. Earl Tate in the house. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Earl Tate.
You
already know when you hear that sound who it is and how it's going down, Mr. Ross, in your town, man. Four, what are you saying, man? What up, man? It's always energetic. It's always energetic to hear you, man.
if I slow down, that's the end of me, homie. I gotta stay energetic. You know what I'm saying?
Don't slow down, man. Four at your door, die for Mr. Raw. We can't slow down. We always got all sounds.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So I'm definitely excited, Mr. Raw. I know you've had a few chances to talk with Sneak Rothstein and stuff, but I'm definitely excited to have his energy as well, since we talk about energy on a Saturday, on a reasonable East Coast time, too. 8:30 in the East Coast is reasonable for y'all.
No, oh, yeah, yeah. I already seen it on the fly. I'll press like in a minute. My man Sneak is coming over there to die for and getting it in like it's supposed to be, keeping family where family's supposed to be, man. Shout out to Sneak, man. We definitely going to chop it up and get it in.
Absolutely, and it's like these like minds that we have here, homie, and Sneak really knows his hip-hop, too, and I like that, and, you know, even the interview he did with me, do that good questions, he did his research, you know, he didn't know me from any other artist he would interview, you know what I'm saying? So definitely Big shout out to that. And big shout out to Mad Ford. He's doing, you know, crazy mixes. And obviously, Mad Ford knows about his music. Y'all tripping if you think not. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I hear that.
That's going to make him madder than Ford. You know what I'm saying? But definitely
check out
the
They're about to get a rolled up newspaper smacked upside the head if they fucking doubt that.
And what is it? You can catch him on my Die For Network, and he's got his own Die For Network. What is it? / Die For Radio Mix, or?
It's let me see. It's the Die For Radio Mix Show.
Okay, yeah. So definitely look out for that. And he's got his own guests and his own thing popping too. So it's just a big, you know, it's just the way we do it. You know what I'm saying? So the phone lines are starting to stack up a little bit, but I'm definitely going to go to some music real quick. You know, I got to go to some music. So, you know what I mean? My man called in for some Mr. Errol Tate. So I'm going to go into this Mr. Errol Tate, Mind Is Gone, featuring Boo Capone. Boo Capone in the house. You know what I'm saying? And Dog Nasty.
Boo Gotti.
Back. Dot 4 Radio.
Rockin', you're the hottest mixtape album in the streets. Officially ranked. It's a banger.
There have been gone since September. I probably did some shit that I can't remember. You probably say my mind is gone. You probably say my mind is
in the club, nigga, I throwed out. Y'all know we showed out. Champagne in the air, then we pulled out.
You probably said my mind is gone.
You know we in the club, we blow. Drunk as fuck. Now I'm planking. My nigga Lance C say, "Boo, stop drinking." But I don't quit.
No.
I don't stop. Cause I'ma hit that shit.
Where?
To the last drive. I'm taking shots at an alarming rate. My mind gone like Norman Bates. So drunk I couldn't pour. Molly in my cup.
Been gone since September. I probably did some shit that I can't remember. You probably say my mind is gone. You probably say my mind is gone.
Since way back, honey, since the kid 18, since 12 packs, listen to the licks rapping about, we do that, sitting on a fence, faking out with cognac. Then the homie pulled up and I talked to him, smoking on the blunt, nothing up, just some thoughts growing. When all of a sudden I hit the button, someone started to bust and we started running and ducking. Going amidst the discussion, yo, survival was something. My reaction's classic, sit on the blunt while I'm running. Probably wasn't even gunning for me and my folks, but I didn't stick around to see the cause of the smoke. Just another day, another way, try and resuscitate. A mind that's been gone so my life I appreciate, but still don't hesitate to smoke and drink the pain away. My mind's gone every way, who's to blame? I
hear you say I probably did some shit that I can't remember. You probably said my mind is gone, gone. You probably said my mind is gone, gone. And I'll be gone since December. I probably did some shit that I can't remember. You probably said my mind is gone, gone. Probably said my mind is gone, gone.
Mr. Errol Tate, Bugatti. You know what I mean? Breaking Bad mixtape, free download. That's the way.
That's the way
it's going
down. Haven't done so yet, assholes.
It's all good, man. It's all good. You know the music's coming out. You know it's a beautiful thing. This music is a beautiful thing. And
very, very.
I mean, it's crazy. I was on Greenleaf Radio, and even before that, I was on Dirty Basement with Mr. Raw. Big shout out to Sincere and the Dirty Basement team, obviously Mr. Raw on the line. But I heard a bunch of songs today that I never heard. But it was so good that it felt like I heard it before. But like in a good way, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yep, that's what I'm used to listening to right there. Sincere played some cold tracks today on Dirty Basement. You know, pulling out the woodwork.
Is that right?
Man. Woo, there was some cold tracks, man. So the hip hop is still around, people. You know what I mean? It ain't no thing. It's out here, and we here to plug everybody with it. Really, you know, whether we playing other people's music or playing them, you know, playing our own music. So it is what it is. Doc,
keep playing our
down.
Shit.
I'm gonna go to Scott 62. He's live on the air.
Die for trophy. What's up,
Brandon?
What's up, man? What's going down?
Sneak Rothstein in the house. We was just,
yeah.
Your ears must have been ringing. We was just talking about you, you know what I'm saying? So the newest member of this Gospel Radio family, he was already family before this, you know. Now it's just official with a internet leak.
Hey, by the way, congratulations, my dude. Welcome to the camp. Yeah. Welcome to the fam. We got your bag 100%.
Much appreciated, man, to be a part of this right here, man. You know what I mean? Die for Radio, Die for Tronians, and Tronians show every Saturday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, that's what? Hey, that's six.
That's 5:30 Pacific.
Was that 5:30? Yep. 5:30 Pacific Time. You know what I mean? Y'all make sure y'all tune in. We're going to rock the fuck out. We're going to bang the world premieres for your ears, man, that exclusive shit. We're going to keep it up in the spirit of Die For Radio, man, the Tronian Show. Speak Rothstein, CEO of the world-famous Tronian, live in the building with my fam, man. CA to GA worldwide. You hear me? Huh?
Yep. It's going to be crazy.
Yes,
it's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we definitely going to be doing it real big. You know what I'm saying? And I'm happy to have Sneak here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what's crazy. Today was such a good day. Everything we did all... You know, came to, like, it was just a good day. I got a lot of work done. I was in the studio. I got tracks done. I got some beats done. I was on, you know, radio networking with people. I was doing, you know, just town business, if you will. But all these things, you know, evolving, you know. So the cycle is starting to come complete now. Now we just got to carry it and just manhandle it.
Take it full by the horns, man. You know what I mean? You know, assert our position and push this line real hard. You know what I mean? We got to shove it down their throats. You know what I mean? We don't want to. We don't want to do too much. You know what I mean? We don't want to do too less. I mean, we want to give it to them like they need it, man. You know what I'm saying? That fire, that heat, that die for shit, that Trojan shit. You already know.
Absolutely.
I want to add one thing about it though. With him being with us, it only makes us stronger and better with him on the damn team, homie.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all I need. Die for a Trojan, man. These motherfuckers know.
Absolutely.
If they don't know that, then they don't know. You know what I mean?
I got a text from the homie Todd Davis and says, you know, welcome to the team, homie. So, you know what I'm saying? We're definitely going to get it in.
Big shout out to TJ. I had the pleasure of talking to him yesterday, man. I mean, real great, a great conversation. And, man, it feels good, man. I can't say it enough. Like I said, I feel like I'm getting an award right now. I'm standing before the Grammy committee right now, man. You know what I mean? I'm part of some real shit. You know, the Trojans, we ain't going nowhere, man. But just being a part of this right here, it means that much more. You know what I mean? It shows that, you know, God is taking care of the people, man, because we got substance. You know what I mean? We got lyrics. We got producers. You know what I'm saying? We got subject matter. You know what I mean? We got, man, we got stories. We got experiences. I mean, shit. Can't ask no more, man. Real talk.
Absolutely. So we definitely, on that tip, we're going to roll to some music. You know what I mean? We're definitely going to get into the homies' music, Sneak. But right now, I've got to get into something I'm really, like, really, really feeling. It's off that Step Brothers, man. Big shout-out to Evidence. Big shout-out to Alchemist. Man, big shout-out to Pashawn. Let's do this. Doppel Radio. Callers, I see you on the line. I'm coming right back to you.
Mm-hmm.
right there?
Yeah, it is.
Turn that shit up right there.
Let me start with the evidence to kill the allegations. The slow treble high bass, my kill for calibration. Syncing up perfect to the rhythm of my own kit. Driven by my own tone alone, I make the poem fit. And I ain't known for taking on shit. I'm known for hi-fi and putting it on down a little bit. It's more hits, hits, more green and scenery. It's man versus machinery. I am now to the future what the scene will be. The decks will probably wobble, but they never fall easily. I rap repeatedly and tour follow suit. So we pouring out these bottles and there's more to recruit. Voices in my head telling me, Ed, you have just beat dead. So why don't we respect the game and just reset? I'm like, fuck that, get the loot, save the queen. We got another fucking kill screen to reset. See, we
yo, what's that? Hey,
homie,
you heard that? Turn it up a little. I can hear that, man. I can't hear it loud. Turn it up a little.
I slap the shit out of you with an aphorism. Attack the rhythm. More than a Mac, I'm a menace. Shatter your ism. I arrive like I traveled in Mach 5 and never caught a stop signing. Disappear like a mad magician on a savage mission. Chronic and Bali shag, I'm twisting. Got a nigga feeling past the building. I'm so high, fully loaded like a Glock 9. A minute day. That's when I start to jot rhymes and lock lines. I'm slick as the ox to the juggler. A prophet, it's just not for the fuck of it. Bitch, it's the mafia, suck a dick. Guns bigger than Theophilus London lips. Cops coming to spot jumping, I'm getting ghosts. From a block of youngins with ox cutters hitting they coat. Won't stop thugging, you cocksucker shit, get a dose. Sympathies listen close, truest spit I ever spoke.
That freedom rock.
Oh, sure is, buddy.
Goddamn, turn that shit up.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Cowabunga, amazing Larry, ride the wave without going under. Chop down a forest, use a Mack truck to tow the lumber. I wrung his neck and cut a blank check and wrote a number. Thou shalt dumb it.
Look at this guy.
It is I, Lord Steppington, my cup overrun it. The kosher man is Chevin, sell him a couch like the sofa man is Levin.
Hey, how you doing, Kareem? We got justice on you.
Grab the whoopty friggin' do, I'm getting yada yada. Greed is rare like a Tasmanian chupacabra. Scuba diver, makeshift craft MacGyver. Bomb specialist, dynamite blast survivor. Put out the fires, tail off and burn the tires. Pull the wires, screws loose, I turn the pliers. Piss on your poster, burn a stack of flyers. Burn dope and blow the smoke for promotion, attract the fire.
Come on, man. Like that.
Yo, what up? This your boy Squeak Roo, all from the eyes, officially in the building. You listen to Die For Radio with my main man, Die Lansky.
Die For Radio in the house. Doing it real big like we do all the damn time. I believe our special guest is in the house, and I definitely, you know what I'm saying, want to hear what he has to say. I got Warren Wentz, New York in the house. Homie, you rocking with us?
Yeah, of course, live and direct. How you doing, my guy?
Man, I'm chilling, man. I'm, you know, good to have you here. I was actually, you know, had the chance of checking out your music, and I'm definitely feeling it, man. That video.
Thank you, man.
I will, you know, we over the radio right now, but I'm going to put the video on you know, make sure that link on there so people can see it, because it's really painting a picture there, you know what I mean? And I
thank
love
you,
the
thank
scenery.
You.
I love what y'all are doing. So, you know, for the people that don't know who you are, tell us a little about yourself, my man. I mean, we're going to go to some questions and definitely go into some music.
I bet. I just keep it short, man, because, you know, I have the tendency of talking, man. That's one of the first and foremost things with me. I'm a speaker. I'm an activist. You know what I mean? I'm all in one. I'm Malcolm X with, you know what I mean, with some J's on. You feel me? I'm Martin Luther King.
Ooh.
I mean, with a cane, you feel me? Nah. Not, you know, just a young cat coming out of the LI, you know, 516, Elmont all day, you know, bringing it down to the 212, the 718, representing the New York area. MC, man, you know what I'm saying? Hip-hop, rap, I do my thing. You know what I mean? I've been rhyming for a minute now. I'll say I've been taking it serious since 2008. I almost got signed to Columbia Records. And with that situation, more or less, they was just like, you know, you're dope, you're an ill-ass rapper, but, you know, at the time, I was talking about, like, you know, things of the street, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, gangster stuff, guns and button and this, that, and the third. And, you know, when you get to, when you talk to me, you can tell that I'm a very well-educated, you know, sophisticated young man. So it's like we can't really put the two together. You know, just think Lupe Fiasco with an M16. It really ain't going to work. You know what I'm saying? So, right,
no,
in a nutshell.
And that's good. And, I mean, and the thing is, too, about that is, you know, when you're doing stuff like that, too, you know, it may not even be the beats that they're looking for, because you can't put something
right,
just any old beat, you know what I'm saying? I definitely, you know, and I definitely am the thing about Substance. And the thing, when you talk about from the streets, you can still be kind of gangster with what you say and still have substance to your music. There's plenty of gangster rap that has plenty of substance. So, you know, and I think you can find a fine line with that from what I heard you spit so far.
No, absolutely. I mean, you got to think. This is, you know, not to throw my age out there, but I just recently turned 23. God bless. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you figure 2008, I was, what, 17. You get what I'm saying? So at 17, I'm out here, you know, because I'm a big fan of 50 Cent, Jay-Z, Nas, Big Pun, Big L. So, you know, and that's just a few. I mean, I date back to, like, freaking Rakim, KRS-One, you know, De La Soul. So it's like, it's just a very, like, strange pot of music and influence, you know what I'm saying, as far as just, you know, as the ears go. So growing up, I just always felt like, all right, if I'm a dope rapper, if I got bars, if I could deliver them, then it's really not an issue what the music sound like, as long as it's good. But then I didn't really get to know the business side of things, you get what I'm saying? So that's what I really got introduced to, you know, in 2008. After that meeting, I was just like, all right, I got to go hard. And ever since then, and I've been able to do a lot, you know what I'm saying? So much, man. Freaking BET 106 and Park, I was on there 2011.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah.
That's a good look. I mean, you put in work, man, and, you know, it's a lot of people understand about being in this music business and being an artist myself is there's a bunch of little things that we do throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month that add up into a big something that can change your life. And once, like, you're in New York and I'm here in L.A., and being in towns like that, you never know who you're going to run into at any given time. You could be standing in line at fast food place and run into 50 Cent or something like that. Like out here, you could be in a restaurant and run into, like, D.O.C. or Dre or something like that. Or even people that know them, we'd be like, hey, here's a demo. And they really will take it nowadays because of the way the independent music is rolling. How do you feel right now, like our independent-wise with what you're doing? You know what I'm saying? How are you addressing that right now? Are you sticking with your team, or are you trying to go for, like, a Capitol Records, contract right now or stuff like that? I mean, the game has changed, you got to admit.
Of course. I mean, it's funny you say that. I'll be honest with you. I have two feelings about that. On one end, you know, growing up, I do miss that dream, that childhood dream of being able to be like, yo, yeah, I'm putting together a demo. I got the meeting with Def Jam. Da-da-da-da-da. They're going to sign me. We're going to drop the single today. You know, just like kind of like the format, what you're used to. That's kind of like life itself. It's like you grow up, you're told to go to college. You know, after college, you're told to, you know, get a job. And then once you get a job and you get some money, you have a girl, kids, house, die. Good night. You know what I'm saying? So that's like on one side of things. But then on the other end, the new age, the way the world is today with music and independent artists, the way there's just kind of like, you know, indie is like the new major, as my boy would like to say. As an artist, I take on the challenge, because the reason why I say that is because now with the accessibility to a wide span of music, now everybody has a voice, but now at the same time, too, there's more cats at the buffet line and not enough plates of food. So it's really going to show you who's out here with them spoons and forks and them full stomachs, and who out here just looking in and really trying to get inside and really can't make it in because there's some new type of wolves out here thriving.
Not even the wolves, they even mutated to other different type of beasts with this digital era, with being able to have home studios. For, look, you know, you pay CD Baby and all these other things, and you're distributing yourself on iTunes, and your music's out there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously, there's the hustle to make yourself known. Regardless, there's a hustle, but it's right at our fingertips now. You know what I'm saying?
And, oh, man,
I still buy CDs. To this day, I still buy CDs. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's the nostalgic feel of it. You know what I mean? Like, but I understand.
That is what it is. But, hey, you know what? Go ahead and rock out with us, man. I'm gonna go this opening act because I want the people. We got a lot of people listening, and I know there's going to be some people have some questions for you, and I got some questions for you. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So let's go to this track. Tell us a little about this track, Opening Act.
All right, well, Opening Act, man, shout out to my guy Mark Sundermeyer. You know, you're part of my group, Dope Classmates. Shout out to them. Well, the record is pretty much self-explanatory in a sense of, like, Opening Act for me is, like, when you're that guy, when you're the, you know, when you see the opening act, you expect this opening act to put on a show. But I'm the kind of opening act that it's hard to follow. Like, with so much, I put everything on the line. So it's like, after you've done seeing an opening act like myself, it's kind of like you saw the opening and the closing of the show. And that's how I kind of deliver the lyrics and the overall message of the composition in that record. You get what I mean? Like, I just start off by saying, they say the realest people go through real experiences. What you've lived in years, I've seen in minutes. It's just powerful lyrics like that. You get what I mean? Like, just imagine somebody telling you that, like, what you've, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. So, you know, sometimes as a writer, I'll even just write and just be like, wow, like, I can't believe you came up with that. You know?
I feel you, homie.
Just imagine somebody telling you that, like, you know? So. But, yeah, that's it.
We don't have to imagine because, you know what, right now we're going to play this track and you're going to tell these people that are listening. So that's the way we do it right now. Warm winds in the house, New York in the house, Dieful Radio on the house. Let's do this. Dieful world premiere. Come on.
They say the realest people go through real experiences. Where you've lived in years, I've seen in minutes. Mr. I am not a gimmick. I'm what life depicted. Forget your rambling and management. Gunshots passing, they be swerving while they're damaging. Brutally mishandled then, with no name like a doe. But you see me where you staring for. And when the beat drop, I snatch the mic and get some. I train lyricists to spit flows, serious ones. I paint pictures with these hyperboles, metaphors, similes excessively, equipped with heavy weaponry. Family keep dreading me. Mom never understood. Her son was a good boy with the mind of a crook. My life changed first time I ever witnessed the jokes. Cause I figured living simply was to take or be took. My lady lovers couldn't see it, couldn't dash through the sentiments. Only side they seen of me was sweeter than enemies. Big up, we make a killing or killing. The streets never love, but we love to love the feeling. You know my feeling ain't too crazy when you think about it. I just do it different, talk about it, then I be about it. These surroundings got so many ins and outs, you got to be on your P's and Q's and understand the analogy. I shape shipping MC Jaren, I'm God fearing. That don't mean I gotta make peace with those that's hard of hearing. You know my heart's appearing while my conscience conquers pivots. Never make a step and not follow through your heart's wishes. My thoughts gifted, events have occurred since the last time around. I was preaching the words, my concern is not for them, but my limitless abilities. The type to keep a sentence but able to kill you mentally. I messed around with the familiar one. Now I gotta put these boots on and train my son. So if you're trying to take food from his plate, better run. I solemnly swear to kill these rat niggas for fun. I got a mouth to feed, I ain't trying to spit for a battle. I'm a father, nigga, I'm on the grind cause I have to. Don't take your death sentence in personal. Got the kind of flow that ain't surgical. Equals out to what murders do. I make moves and articulate presence so cold you can figure it, get it straight. I master of ceremonies and such. You can do it for a quick buck, I do it because I take responsibility for the swag shit. I'm sticking to the script, lights on, camera, action. I'm a hard act to follow, I'll admit to that. Appearance of a smooth cat, mind of an aristocrat. Street smart, I kick it when I spit it with these wicked raps. Who say I talk too much? I just say I'm giving back. My people perish due to lack of knowledge. Ain't about who looks the best or who flows the hottest. Cause if your heart's speaking and your thoughts reach them, then
and everything you could imagine. It's all God's reason. I'm dreaming of the day my son's eyes locking with mine. Just to hear him say, I love you, Dad, I happily reply. So do I, son. I grace stages and crush stands. Didn't mean to cheer for me, but they saying, God damn, I'm hot and very humble. The equivalent to Andre the Giant in the Royal Rumble. So why you think I get serious with curious jokes? Just to treat him like it's boxing and show him the ropes. If I'm better than who's better, I'm the best, ain't it true? I don't think that I'm the best, just better than you. Hit the reset.
Yo, this is Killer Ron, the host of the world-famous Drodian podcast and point guard for the Drodian squad. You're tuned into Die 4 Radio with Dyer Lansky for dope music and no pineapple juice, B. 646-200-4945. Press 1 to speak or hold your peace. Drodian.
Thoughtful radio in the house. Man, definitely hot track. Loving the instrumentals.
Thank you, thank you.
You know, the instruments to it, you know, loving the beat. I mean, you know, bring back the essence of what hip-hop was. You know, not everybody
rapped
that beat. And you still said a bunch of relevant things, nice little punchlines, nice metaphors, like you said, nice similes. So definitely a well-put-together track. I'm feeling it. I like how you just rapping, you know, no hook or nothing, but you still made it the length of a real song. See, a lot of, but look, a lot of people, though, now, especially nowadays, they'll do a song with no hook, but they'll just make it a 16. You know what I'm saying? Be like, oh, well, I'm not trying to do a hook to it. Nah, you know, that's cool for a little just dropper, you know, but, man, you know, you definitely rocked the whole song, so.
Thank you, man.
You definitely got, you know. People on the line that want to talk to you, Mr. Raw, you still rocking with us?
Yeah, I'm over here. I'm here. I'm locked in, live and direct, man. Bring them on.
You?
We rocking with my man, Mr. Raw. He's part of the fam over here. You know what I'm saying? New York in the house. He's originally from Queens. You know what I'm saying?
All right, New York.
Southside Queens / Hempstead Boulevard, my G, was good.
Hey, what up, boy? What up?
You know I know about the Elmont, man. You know I live over there. That's what we do over here. We spit them bars, man.
Exactly. Let them know.
Yo, salute to you and your movement and your effort and your demeanor, because you can kind of tell from certain people's demeanor and just their charisma and their actual talking. Like what they could actually bring to the table, because sometimes, you know, some dudes talk a good game and some dudes game a good talk. You know what I mean? So it's like proof is in the pudding with me, and I could show you way better than I could tell you. I mean, you can ask about me.
And not to cut you off, my guy, and I appreciate you for even saying that. And as you say that, you just kind of like stimulated this comment that I'm about to make. But like, it's funny you say that, because the other day this chick asked about me. She was like, "Yo, so you rap?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Oh, so what, you sound like this or you do that?" I'm like, "Yo, listen," I pulled out my phone and just let it hear something. I was like, "Yo, I can't even say nothing because everybody's saying something. Everybody's telling you they shit is never heard before and, you know, and blah, 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 and this, that, and the third." And I'm just like, "Listen, I'm going to kick the reel and you're going to feel a reel or you not familiar with the reel. That's it. Straight like that." So I appreciate that. I appreciate you for that, man. Word.
No, but I mean that's just how it goes, man. I'm about your senior, man. I could probably be your dad, but man, I've been spitting. I was spitting way before you was written. You know what I mean? So
before I was a thought,
exactly where it come from, and Guy can tell you, I still sound young as you do. But I mean, it's because you have a love for this art, and my saying is always respect the architect. When the architect is doing his work, man, you work your plan, then you plan your work, and it shows. So good music shows when you put it out there, and if you don't put out good music, man, you can go back to the drawing board, but some people don't take it literally. They don't take criticism good. You know, when I tell people to take it back to the drawing board, I'm not really being vigilant. I'm just telling you, at one point in one time, I sounded like that, and I listened to somebody who told me to take it back to the drawing board, and look how I sound now. And if you like what you hear with me, then you too can do that same thing. So, you know, it's a shout-out. It's always a pleasure to see one of my own New York people out there, but you rocking with the West Coast best over here with Dyer Lansky. These dudes right here know hip-hop.
Absolutely.
I'm vouching for them from now to whenever, man. So you in the right place, my G. Keep in touch. Look for me on Twitter at MRRAAW and let's politic.
Damn, that's a lot, man.
That's a lot, but I definitely will, man. You know what it is?
One M, two R's, two A's, and a W. M, double R, double A, W. Mr. Roy.
All right, I'm going to try to remember. Let's go back and forth. Mine is just straight Warren Wynn.
I'll definitely send it to you, too. I'll definitely send it to you because I got your email, Warren, and I'll make sure.
Right, okay. Say no more. I bet. So say no more, my guy, man. Pleasure, man. Word. And if you're not doing nothing this weekend, man, you know, just for those that's, you know, listening in and they on the East Coast, I got a show with Def Jam, actually, live on Saturday at the Flat in Brooklyn. So, you know, definitely getting it in like that this weekend. But, yeah, like I said, good looking out, man.
That's what's up. So we're going to hit these call lines just a little bit more, and then we're going to definitely go into your other track. You sent me Nothing Else Matters featuring Ricky Tan and Mike Classic. You know what I'm saying? But we can definitely – these phone lines are starting – they heard the song, and they starting to heat up these lines. So we're definitely going to hit this. You know what I mean? I got a 661 caller, 661 Gospel Radio, Warren Wentz in the house, New York to West Coast. What's happening with you? 661, can you hear us? You live on the radio. Well, 661. I guess they just listening. If you want to talk, you know, press 1. You know what I'm saying? It will definitely get you. I'm going to go to this 424 number, 424. I believe this is my homie, but, you know, I don't want to ever, you know what I'm saying, put someone on the spot.
Never.
424, what's happening?
You ain't putting nobody on blast, man. It's your boy, Mr. Errol Tay. How you feeling over there?
Okay.
You are so. We got the fam in the house. We got Warren Wentz, New York representative in the house. You know how it goes, man.
Man, Warren Wentz, first off, let me, first and foremost, man, hey, man, you brought me back to some Tribe Called Quest shit, bro.
Oh, man.
Doc. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, like, a real quick little story because there's other people online as well. Be respectful of your time as well. But,
right,
man,
right.
I wasn't allowed to listen to hip-hop when I was growing up, dog. It was all 80s soft rock and jazz, dude, and reggae. But first time I started listening to anything, my dad was allowing me to listen to Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, and, of course, your boy KRS-One. He brought me right back to all that shit, bro, everything.
Wow.
And, I mean,
that's
the stuff,
love, man.
And the depth behind it, dog, is pure, man. I was just... You know what I'm saying? Texting Diary, all the other stuff. Like, dude, nice. Yeah, I don't say that often, dog.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man.
Hey, man, big fan already,
crazy.
Dog.
He just messaged me. He was like, I'll be nice, but the song was playing. You know what I mean? I was like, hell yeah. You know, so, you know, big shout out to Mr. Errol Tay. He's on a couple of tracks. We actually going to drop, you know what I'm saying, a Doc for World premiere of his just a little bit later tonight, too. So,
nice.
Definitely, man, we always appreciate the support. And you know what I'm saying, Earl Tate, you already know what time it is.
I already know, bro. I'm not going nowhere. I'm still locking down, rocking with y'all.
All right, no doubt. Salute, my brother.
Absolutely. So, man, it goes down. You know what I mean? Definitely. Let's get into some more music. In fact, let's get into some more of your music. Tell me a little bit about this Nothing Else Matters.
All right, damn, man. This Nothing Else Matters is very colossal. I ain't going to lie to you. Like, this record is kind of, I mean, see, a lot of people who listen to opening act and then listen to Nothing Else Matters, and it's kind of like they're hearing two different artists, but it's the same guy. You get what I'm saying? Just because of the beat selection, it's kind of like I kind of go tap into the more New York gritty. You get what I mean? So, you know, shout out to my guys on Ricky Tan, my classic. Ricky Tan, he's actually from Brooklyn, but he relocated to Connecticut where he's doing his thing on the radio right now, actually Hot 93.7, the only urban radio station in Connecticut. He's on there, you know, so y'all could check him out. And also, too, my guy Mike Classic, he's an upcoming artist from Queens, and he's doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? He's done records with John Connor, French Montana, you know, he's doing his thing, so, you know, it's always good to connect with my fellow New Yorkers, especially, you know what I'm saying, and just be a part of the movement, bringing it back, you know what I mean? Because that's where we at right now mentally is artists, you know, just trying to bring it back and just trying to be those guys that represent the new wave of things. Like, I'm not saying that, you know, cats from NY ain't coming out now and putting on, but, you know, they're not really, like, making that definitive stamp. So with this record that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's what Nothing Else Matters is all about. Like right now, Nothing Else Matters but putting on. So that's what this record is all about. And shout out to my guy, Jonathan, out in, he's from Canada, killing out here doing his thing. He produced the record, so it's crazy. Golden Toe Music. So, I mean, drop that, man, please.
Absolutely. That's what we're going to do. Nothing Else Matters because we're going to drop this. And call us. I see you on the line. I see my 310s, my 941s, my 714s, my 951s, my 919s, my 562s. You know what I'm saying? We definitely do that. My 424s, we rocking out. Right now, Nothing Else Matters but this music right now. Warren Wentz in the house, Die For Radio. Come on.
In a frenzy, not take her home. Aiming to bring it all back, I'm in my zone. I got my mind made up and my shit on smash. You violate, you'll be a pedal. Have my foot on your ass, don't get gas. If you get mentioned, need I mention how I'm hot? Now stop, child, homie, hot style. Look my hot style from the long ass. I'm a G like a stack, you a G like a shrink. No, I don't take it back. Mama ain't raise a bitch, street saint, raise a snitch. Lost my bro with age. Been a man ever since, my for respect, bloodshed, gunshot, be problem, do not take away my soul, eager to be stopping him, nothing else matters but the unity influencing the city gritty, however we pity what you claim to bring, poppy, stop it, got me, copy, the ice on my wrist, make a nigga no snotty, so what you want probably, ain't the best decision with 16 balls, I sum it up to let you know we winning, we out here,
we out here. When I come alive, pray for me, mommy, I keep it holy, Mahatma Gandhi, honey in my body, I'm out here feeling like John Gotti, my family at the dinner table getting no fattin', we hold it down, I get your weight up where I'm from, no lacking, yeah, I keep it the road, work to my borough, we work a couple, we out here, don't ask me for the promo, oh no, I'm killing it, killing while feeling so numb, niggas get feelings when they see a nigga, that's nothing becoming, becoming the one, soldiers reloading the guns, strippers collecting the ones, chillin' and focus on living cause I am my mom's only son. Ain't nothing worse than a hustle with nothing to lose. Ain't nothing better than a grinder with something to prove. We out here winning, don't act us, you can act God. So many flows incorporated, high rep and wide. Shout out to Warren Wentz, shout out to Ricky Tan. We buy that dollar lane, niggas never understand. We out here, we out here.
Radio in the house, Warren Wentz in the house, Nothing Else Matters.
Yeah.
Definitely with that being a track, man, you know what I'm saying? Definitely towards that end, too, you kicked it in like, oh, man, definitely.
Nah. See, this is where you got it twisted. I'm on the first verse, Classic on the second. That's him doing all that da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Me, I just came in with the punching. I was just punching lights out, bang, bang. Ice on my wrist, make a no snotty. Did it in a thotty. Boom, boom, bang, you know?
I make that, but either way, it's a hot track. But definitely, you know, shout out to your team because y'all definitely killed the track. That's definitely, you know what I'm saying, my bad. But so what's new? What's going to be coming now, 2014 for you, my dude?
Well, so 2014, man, wow, a lot is to be expected. Right now I'm actually working on my project, The Reset, which I'm actually looking to drop. I want to say, I mean, this is like long-awaited, it feels like, because it's like I've been working on this forever, but I want to say March, April. I definitely will be out there South by Southwest, I want to say March 12th, between March 12th and the 16th, with them exclusively on me before I even put it on the internet. So, you know, if you're out there, South by Southwest, get in touch with me and let's lock in. I'm going to actually be a part of the show with Revolt TV. They're having a show with on March 12th that I'm actually a part of. So, you know, it's going to be epic. So I'm working on that right now. First single from the project is coming soon, coming real soon, man. I can't really say too much about that, but let's just say coming soon, man. It's going to be crazy. Definitely you will have a blessed email.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. No, make sure we get that because, you know, we support our artists too, man. And, you know, once you rock with us, you know what I'm saying, you rock, you know, we rock with you to the fullest. And, you know, I got my business partner, my co-host, you know, part of this Die 4 conglomerate, Mad 4, obviously on the grind that rocks with me. You haven't got a chance to chop it up with him yet. You know what I'm saying? Mad 4, you still there with us?
Yo, what's up, my dude? Hey, that last track, that shit was fire right there, boy.
Thank you, my guy. Salute, man. Word.
So we'll definitely be, you know, networking and doing what we got to do, you know what I'm saying, as far as that goes, because, you know, when it comes to this hip-hop community, we only have each other, and musical substance, we only have each other, and them dreams of them, you know what I'm saying, record deal days and everything will be a far memory if we just support each other. And I think that's what a lot of people don't understand.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Totally agree, man.
So we're gonna go to this 310 call. It's been holding for a little bit. 310, you live on Die 4 Radio. What's happening with you?
Yo, yo, what up, though?
Yo.
It's your boy, E-Cub, man.
Woo, E-Cub in the house. L.A. stand up, man. Definitely talented MC. Just, you know, New Year's, actually.
He's a dope-ass MC.
Definitely, definitely, man. We did his, you know what I'm saying, album release party on Doffel Radio. I was privileged enough to have that. But, E-Cub, we talking right now with Warren Rent. You heard the tracks, you know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out. Y'all got to get something to go in L.A. to New York.
Yeah, man. So, I was digging that track, man. Y'all was really spitting on that. You and the second dude got off, you know, his fast shit. But that was hot, man.
Good looking, my guy. Word up, good looking, man. And it's a y'all have no idea, man. I'm out here in the snow. You know what I'm saying? Y'all probably out there in some shorts kicking it. And it's just amazing. It's just amazing how hip hop brought us together. You feel me? So salute y'all for real, man. For real. Word up, man.
Nah, for real, man. That's love right there. That's crazy you say that too, because it's actually a little cold right now, but.
Exactly. I'm a motherfucking sweat.
Yeah.
Cold be like 50 degrees. We'd be like 50 degrees and be like, it's cold. And that's probably what it is right now. It's like 50. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. You know, it's crazy. Let me tell you something real quick. Like 2 days ago, it was 54 degrees. And right now it's actually like snow. You know what I'm saying? So it's just crazy how it just turned from 54 to just snow in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's wild
right
there.
We got my boy Ray Nader in Long Island, and, you know, we do a lot of business together. And he was like, hold on, let me call you back. I'm about to blow out my driveway. And then, like, literally, I talked to him a few hours later. You know what I'm saying? He's like, hey, I got to go back out and blow out my driveway because it's also supposed to snow again tomorrow. I was like, man, you do anything. You need to be up after that, man, because that should be taking hours. I couldn't imagine it, man. You know, I lived actually in Denver real quick before we go to this next call. I lived in Denver for, like, 4 or 5 years, right? Being next to the Rocky Mountains right there, it snows a lot. I didn't really have a problem. I mean, I have a problem with the cold because I was born and raised in Southern California. But, you know, I can get through it. What I have a problem with is actually living life in snow. like grocery shopping, driving to work, you know, anything, any little errands that you think you can do when it's not snowing, you do in snow, it's just that much of a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was my part with snow, just not living the distance. You know, snow is fine if you can sit there and watch movies and just chill and have a cocktail and, you know, watch the snow outside. But once you got to live in that environment, it's a whole different thing, whole different thing.
Yeah. Only imagine.
Yeah, man, but we keep a hop with these tracks. So, you know what I'm saying? E-Cub, I'm about to go to one of your tracks. You already know, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
for
sure.
We got an album right now called My Box. What's the website that they can download that for free?
Oh, yeah, man. Right now the album is on Hot New Hip Hop, man. All you got to do is, you know what I'm saying, type in that website and just type my name in and you'll see it, E.COV. And it's called My Box, man. Make sure you go get that classic hip-hop shit, man. And it's everywhere right now. Dat Piff as well. So, you know what I mean? Drop something for him, Matthew.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that right now. We appreciate you obviously supporting. And I'm going to go to War, man. You got any last shout-outs? I got to say for myself, it's just a privilege having you on the show.
Likewise, man. I appreciate that, man.
I can't wait to get some more tracks from you. Like I said, you know, we I'm going to give you Mr. Raw's information, you know what I'm saying? You can connect with him, connect with us, and let's just keep the relationship going because, like I said, all we have is, you know, is each other in this hip-hop, especially hip-hop with real substance, and let's make it work, man, you know what I'm saying? We got to do the knowledge.
Absolutely, man. Yo, shout-outs to you, man. Word up, man, first and foremost, you know what I'm saying? Because without you, you know what I mean, this wouldn't happen. So I want to say shout-outs to you. Shout-outs to my man, Todd Davis, of course, you know what I'm saying? Extra, extra, cool. Extra. Super shout-outs to him. Shout-outs to all the callers. Shout-outs to the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? I wish I knew all y'all area codes. I only know 310. But shout-outs to y'all. And shoot, man, shout-outs to all my fans. www.warrenweb.com. Log on, you know what I'm saying? And connect. Follow me, man. Just that's how it is, man. Just how I give it up. And shout-outs to everybody listening, everybody in tune, and everybody rocking. That's just really how I give it up, man. 516 all day. 212-631, and we out here. Yahoo!
Absolutely, absolutely. We appreciate the good hip hop, man. Keep doing what you're doing, and like I said, keep us involved. And you and I, you know, we got our information out, so we're gonna be talking behind the scenes. I'm gonna give you a holler tomorrow. We're gonna talk about a few other things we got going, and definitely get you involved through this network that we have, so we can, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, help each other out, make sure this music keeps flowing.
Let's do it, man. Say no more.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, man. Pleasure to have Warren Wentz in the house, New York stand-up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to a little hip-hop mix right now, and then we're going to come back and go to some of these callers and see what they think. I'm going to actually hit this E-Cub, you know what I'm saying, the scene. This is one of my favorite thoughts of my box, Stoffel Radio. Let's go.
Niggas is plotting on getting green. Posted up on the corner with thoughts of money and trees. Yo, I believe the same way they scheming in these streets is the same way niggas be scheming on these beats. It's a full out grind. You gotta get it how you live it. Erase the clown niggas trying to knock you off your pivot. It's real. Your main homie probably was squeal if you niggas both got caught and he was off of the deal. Yo, check. Man, I'm just painting a picture and pitching the facts. Everybody calling me the Picasso of rap. And yo, I'ma just shit on these tracks and I'ma make sure that I lead tracks to catch the trace and backtrack, cause I'm the illest at this rap shit. Fuck doing trap shit, bitches get ratchet, niggas grab ratchets, faker than plastic, stretch you elastic, change it so drastic, scene is dramatic, niggas don't die, they multiply like mathematics. Ayo, G, this how the shit always been. That's why I ain't got too many hoes or too many friends. And dog, I recommend that you keep to yourself, kid. You could fuck around to end up catching a hobbit, and that'll leave you looking at the back of your eyelids. Like forever you'll be dead, your body is rotten. So check it out, it's like the school of hard knocks. If you not ready to box, then your ass get rocked. This is real. Yeah, check, Rodney. Yo, everybody meet Rodney. Rodney catching bodies. He be on the block, carrying long shotties. I'm saying, man, this kid is only 16. Body number 16, while I'm spitting 16. Of the scene, of the life that he's living. Of the life that he grew up, thinking that he was given. He ain't had no pops, and he ain't had no moms.
He wasn't a cheerleader, but he had pom-poms, so he would smoke and chill with the niggas in his crew. He really don't trust nobody except for Drew. See, Drew, see, he was new. He was new to the crew, and he had only been there for about a year or two. But only if you knew the shit that him and Roddy went through. He had got caught up before, but he said, Rodney, who? You see, he ain't no bitch. You see, he ain't no snitch. And he definitely not finna end up in nobody's ditch. But check, see, it was one hot summer. Rodney pulled up in a dubbed out Hummer. Drew's face got all crazy, like, what a bummer. He walked up to Rodney like, yo, boy, I wonder.
Yo, Rodney, man, why we ain't riding like that? How come we move the same weight, but yours be looking so fat? How come it seem like you the one that's making the racks? As a matter of fact, when the last time you busted your gap? I thought so. So Rod, you trying to play me right? I thought you was my man. I thought we was gonna stay tight. See, I ain't really been saying nothing, cause I'm thinking like, damn, I know my mans ain't frontin', but when you spending all this money and I'm doing all the work, this shit ain't really adding up. Somebody gotta get murked. Somebody gotta get hurt. Somebody gotta get worked. Then buried all in the dirt. You know I do it with a smirk. So stop playing, Rod. Show me the money, or shit ain't gonna be funny. You know how it ends. Money, Rod said, fuck that. Who the fuck you talking to? You forgot I'm the same nigga that brought you in the group. You forgot I'm the same nigga that provided you food, and now you wanna sit in my face and act like a fool,
He pulled a tool and put it on Drew's head, looked him in the eyes and
said, nigga, you should be dead. All the times I done been here and saved your life, after today you gon' wish that you had a thought twice. As a matter of fact, it's been a minute since I bust my gap, but I've been waiting for a nigga to act like that.
Yo, LA niggas are the now you heartbroken, that's what you get for loving them hoes. A ill flow with no beat is incomplete. It's like a sicko kid running around without no heat. It's like a fit with no kick, a fiend with no hit, a willy with no whip, a bad bitch that won't blow dick. It's like a rollie with no ice, a gambling spot with no dice. Like fucking supermodel bitches and not busting off twice. I murder any mic device for the right price, I'm nice. I only say things once, never twice. Don't fuck with me. The St. Louis niggas is if they say they gon' kill you, nigga, don't get doubted. Got your gun, well, don't leave home without it. The Memphis niggas is
ride it.
Them Chi-Town niggas is
ride it.
They'll kill you and act like they don't know shit about it. Leave your body somewhere where nobody can find it. Now if I pull out the gat and just push your wig back, I bet niggas will stand around saying, damn, who did that? I'm the type nigga to dare you to touch the jack. I'm the type to borrow your gat and won't get his shit back. I'm F to the I, F-T-Y, C-E-N-T, caressing ass gently, and back of Bentley's. You thought she was camping? Son, I was in the Hamptons, in a heart-shaped hot tub with the bitch slapping. I'm planning to take over New York to start expanding. Was Bob Marley singing about sex when he sung I'm jamming? Nigga, fuck with my cash and I'll blast your ass. Snatch the Glock out the stash in a dashing mask. Flee in a flash, lay low, let time go past. If you survive the shot, I'ma find your ass. Put the gat to your head and remind your ass, I ain't playing with you. I want my money, motherfucker. Them VA niggas is
ride it.
Them Carolina niggas is
ride it.
If they say they gon' kill you, nigga, don't you doubt it. Got your gun, nigga, well, don't leave home without it. Them niggas in Philly is
ride it.
Them niggas down in Denver is
ride it.
They'll kill you and act like they don't know shit about it. Leave your body somewhere where nobody can find it. Yo, some nigga just shot the block up, dog.
Word?
He had the same shit you got on, dog. I know you done did it, so get the fuck up out of here, you heard? I run with niggas that'll spray your strip and stay there and shit. You won't let us pump on your block, fuck it, we making it hot. I'm that nigga that call the shots with the ice that watch. From the cordless cell phone and the baby blue drop. I got a lot of hungry niggas with me, straight from the street. These industry niggas is starting to look like something to eat. They got watches on their wrist that cost like 60,000. My niggas living on Section 8 in public housing. They'll murder you and keep your shit low, cause niggas heard of you. The B-more niggas is
ride it.
Them Detroit niggas is
ride it.
If they say they gon' kill you, nigga, don't get doubt it. Got your gun, well, don't leave home without it. Them niggas in Miami is
ride it.
Them Oakland niggas is
ride it.
They'll kill you and act like they know nothing about it. Leave your body somewhere where nobody'll find it. Them Jersey niggas is
ride it.
Them Boston niggas is
ride it.
got your gun, well, don't leave home without it. Them niggas in Vegas is
rowdy, rowdy.
Them Kansas City niggas is
body, body.
They'll kill you and act like they know nothing about it. Leave your body somewhere where nobody will find it.
Die for radio in the house. Definitely get it in. Man, hip-hop to its fullest. You know what I'm saying? That was a special request from my brother from another Mad 4. How you feeling?
Man, every time I hear that track, it just makes me want to fucking mash up on somebody. I don't know why. I must be the OE today.
I guess so. I guess that's the way it goes. Before that, we was talking about, you know what I'm saying? We was rocking the, Went down the wrong pipe, excuse me, y'all. E-Cub, the scene off of my box, you know what I'm saying? So, man, we just chilling. Definitely, I was feeling, you know what I'm saying, Warren's music. I was feeling his attitude. I was feeling his confidence, you know what I mean? So, you know.
You know what's refreshing about the dude, the guy we just had on? He doesn't sound like a little bitch like a lot of these new motherfuckers that come out rapping. And he's what, 22, 23?
He said 23, and it's, yeah, because he has a dominance with the way he spits, and that's a good thing.
That's a plus, because that should, obviously his voice should demand attention from the motherfuckers listening.
Yep, that's what's up. Mr. Rob, which of our homie, Warren, that we had on?
He said he shows that he went to the School of Hard Knocks, that he studied some of that good authentic hip-hop, so that when he's coming in his generation, it doesn't sound like what everybody expected to sound like. It sounds like he did his homework. So he did a little studying right there. So definitely respect that.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? I also like people that can present themselves. Like, we on a radio, we on a platform right here. You know what I'm saying? And people that can articulate themselves, not just on their music. You know what I'm saying? They can actually carry a conversation with you and really explain what they feel. And there are some people that you talk to that are musicians, you'd be like, yo, so, you know, not even on an interview tip, but you'd be like, yo, you know, where do you get your influences? Who do you listen to? And they just don't really know what to say. They just know, you know, and so I definitely appreciate people that kind of articulate themselves when asked the proper question and give a proper answer and the whole nine yards, especially when it comes to this art, because, again, this art is all we have, people. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to it, you know, when you're at your lowest moments, I know me personally, some other people might be different, but when you're at your lowest moments, you know what I do is I put on music. You know what
me
I'm
too.
Saying? I get cool, calm, and collected from my music, and then I go address the situation. You know what I'm saying? So, I big shout out to him, man. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? So, again, y'all, for our new listeners and people going, if you want to see what was up with the homie, Mr. Warren Wentz, you can definitely check out the archives after the show. It's the same link that you're listening to right now, as a matter of fact. You know what I mean? And then also, too, any episodes that we've had on this Die For, you can listen to them all. They're all archived there. You can download the MP3. You can put it on your iPod, you know, your favorite episodes. Do what you want. You know what I'm saying? And we definitely appreciate the support, because Die For archives get listened to.
It's a shit.
It's crazy. They get listened to. It blew me away how many listens we get on our archives. But
look at
so
the archive, motherfuckers, and look at the dates on how long that show has, how long this show has been running. It hasn't been running for that long. And look at the stat. Look at the archives, and you'll see who was on the show, motherfuckers.
Absolutely. And on that tip, Thursday, 8:30, same time, same place, same number, same link. You know, we got Fredrill Star from Onyx. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got MC Shan, you know what I'm saying? Which I can't.
I can't wait to
tell you.
Shan, that's who I want to talk to.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely ready for that conversation, because you talk about someone that's been around for ages upon ages. And I love the, I love that whole thing. I say this. I'm trying to have those OGs on so the younger crowd, the dude we had on earlier got it. The younger crowd can know where this hip-hop came from. You know, otherwise, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? If you don't know where it came from, you're just going to make songs that sound like they're songs today. And not hating on that. I'm not hating on that. We have the same conversations all the time. I understand. I'm 100 with it all. But, man, we got to do the knowledge, people. We definitely got to do the knowledge. So I'm going to
I am hating. Fuck that shit. If they're not doing their homework, well, then fuck you. That's all I got to say.
So hopefully we can lead them, you know what I'm saying, to want to, you know, we play dope music here and we lead them to go listen to better music. For real. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, that's when it comes down to it, that's really what it is. That's really what's missing is not knowing the history. I'm a firm believer on that.
The only thing these motherfuckers put effort on is trying to dress cool and shit, and their shit is backwards and gay as fuck. That's all I got to say. What?
Nick Rothstein, what's happening with you, homie?
What's happening, fam? Enjoying the show as usual, man, and taking it all in. And man, y'all right on what y'all saying. All we can do is put it out there. You know what I mean? But it's up to the listener to do the knowledge and follow up on it and understand the history of this game, understand the forefathers of this game, where it came from, where it's going, you know what I'm saying? And what can they do to contribute to it, whether it's an artist, a producer, a promoter, a dancer, a musician, whatever you are. If you're a part of this entertainment industry, hip-hop, R&B, jazz, blues, whatever it is, do the knowledge, you know what I mean? Self-explanatory, fam.
Exactly. And you know what else? One more thing. If y'all motherfuckers that are the new generation that are coming up doing this shit, if you claim to really love the music, then why the fuck ain't y'all doing the history so you could better yourselves, motherfuckers? If you really love this shit, you go and do it just on
TV. And I say it all the time, though. I say it all the time. It's like when you have people that have a rock band or a punk band or, you know, someone that's, like, playing live instruments and stuff like that.
You don't even have to do music in general, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, orchestras, anything like that. And you ask them, well, where'd you get your influences from? You're like, well, yo, my dad had vinyls and, you know, I used to Led Zeppelin, and then from there, like, Metallica was my... And they know the history of all this different shit.
Yep.
And express their music in that way to where they're original. I'm not saying they're biting any of those people, but where they put that in their music. Do you know how many, like, the way I rap and the way I do beats and everything is influenced by about 1,000 different artists that I grew up listening to? That's just a fact. You're not biting anybody. Am I taking their songs and doing... No. I'm doing my own original music. But it's so influenced by the people I grew up to listen to from researching it, from knowing what that is. And
right.
Like you said, why would you not do that to not better yourself? Like
right.
If you want to start lifting weights, the brain is a memory muscle. It's a muscle. And you want to lift weights and get strong and get in shape, like you're not going to do it by like not knowing how to work out. You know what I'm saying? So why would you do hip-hop your passion? If you don't know where it came from or where it needs to go.
You see, a lot of these cats, man, they think it's get rich overnight, man. I'm telling you, a lot of cats I run into, the younger generation, who are not up on your Big Daddy Kane's, your Stetsasonics, your Fat Boys, your Curtis Blows, your Run DMCs. They just think, man, you know, they're gonna make a demo. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna get signed overnight. They're gonna start touring and they're gonna do shows. They have a clothing line. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's a dream. It's the same as with punk.
They're just a bunch of motherfucking Mr. Potato Heads, homie. I'll put it together.
The same as with pro athletes. You know, the same as with cats that want to be pro athletes, man. And that's the law. That's Generation X, as they said when we was coming up. You know what I'm saying? And it's everybody's job. You know, that's part of this game to steer them in the right direction, man. And that's why you have Dodgeball Radio. That's why you have the Droian Show. That's why you have Mad Four, Dyer Lansky, Mr. Raw, Sneak Rothstein, Paris Smith, Raz. You know what I mean? That's why you have – we're here for a reason, bro. You know what I'm saying? We ain't here just wasting radio waves and just talking shit. We're here to steer the youngsters in the right direction, man, and bring this hip-hop back to the essence, man. You know what I'm saying? Hard beats, banging lyrics, quotables. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop shit. You know what I mean? Not only that,
we always talk about, you know, doing it and doing real hip-hop and this and that, but knowing how to record yourself and
right.
mix yourself so your music sounds good.
Yeah.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? I honestly, look, you go back and listen to an original CD of Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers. And all of us has music right now that sounds better than that. The original one, as far as quality and everything. But one thing they did is they made sure people could hear their vocals. You know, RZA samples, the way he did, I mean, they're bringing in. So I mean, how can you, you know, now he knows how to master that shit. When they dropped that album, it was just raw, just super raw. Now, Mr. Raw, not, I didn't mean to, you know, use that in, you know, next to each other, but, I mean, back then, when you're doing music like that, I mean, obviously we got plugins and all this stuff to make our shit sound good, but you still had to make your shit sound exceptional to be on a status where Wu-Tang was where they dropped that first CD.
Right.
And Wu-Tang, let me tell you something. Wu-Tang at that time, GZA didn't even really care about looping his joint because you would see that he was over looping it and but you know what? They were so ambitious. They were so ambitious to get their music out there that when you listen back to it now, you'd be like, did GZA realize that that was not even a full complete loop? That was an over loop, and he didn't care. And, you know what it is, man? When you got that raw music, that raw talent that you want to put out there and you want people to hear, you know what? We them days we could put out trash, and it's a different way of us putting out trash because we didn't have that full technology. When we used to have to take a cassette tape and have to rewind it in a four-track tape. I'm back from then, where you had to rewind it. You had to play the beat for 3 minutes, then rewind it and play a bass line and a piano for 3 minutes, then rewind it and then do the vocal, and then rewind it and then do your hooks and then rewind it and bounce it over. That's all on a cassette tape. You know, you had to. This is all reel-to-reel cassette tapes and stuff of that sort. You ain't had no digital. You ain't had no, you know.
No, I live analog.
Yeah, straight analog.
Now, but at the same time, now that you think about that first Wu-Tang album, would it have been the same?
See, you know about the Wu-Tang album, though? See, the reason why a lot of people liked it so much because it reminded them also how creative the sound was, like the Public Enemy's second album, It Takes a Nation and a Million to Hold Us Back. How the production and all that, dude, how many samples was all that to put one beat together?
You know what I'm saying?
That's why motherfuckers love that shit.
I'm not seeing it on a tip that they did something wrong. That was technology back then, and they needed that. I mean, like I just said, would have that Wu-Tang album been like that without that raw-ass sound? Because not only were there samples, I mean, you know, RZA's album, I mean, RZA's production and GZA's production and this, I mean, they take some really raw, distorted samples. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just like the early Mobb Deep shit, too, like Havoc producers.
Yeah, and you know, in fact, the RZA was sponsored by, a Roland drum machine. The Roland MV-8000 and 8800. And even when you used to bring in WAV files for the sample or whatever you were going to do or even take it in, you know, it had the ins and outs for a turntable, everything, it would bring in the samples somewhat distorted and raw. It was real gritty, you know what I'm saying? And so that's what I mean. People loved about Wu-Tang. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, we're going to go to some music real quick, then we're going to come back with my man, Mr. Errol Tate, and have him introduce his track. But on this whole thing about gritty music, I got to go to my man, Mr. Ace, you know what I'm saying, and rock this out real quick. Godful Radio, we rocking out. Come on.
I was raised to the sound of the 70s, Earth, Wind, and Fire sounded so heavily. Ohio Players and Curtis Mayfield, Aretha Franklin's picture on a playbill, Al Green in a tight suit, all white, Minnie Ripper saying high notes all night. Mom's even had a box full of 45s, put the needle down, yeah, that sounds sort of live. Sound like the kind of groove I could rap over. Got drunk off the beat and I was back sober. Bring that part back, yeah, I'ma murder that. Donnie Hat on a track with Roberta Flack.
High record in the what?
In the bag.
Sneak them out but she noticed that they gone.
Gotta think.
I don't know. Should I rap up my mom's favorite song?
Better hope I don't scratch it or that's it. I'ma get my ass kicked, that's a classic. Can't explain that I was just borrowing it. Mom's on a rampage looking for a parliament. And Donnie Hathaway feeling like a castaway. Hiding in grandmom's room more than half the day. If I tell her that a parliament at Brian crib and nobody home now, I'ma be a crying kid. But it's seeming like I'm safe for the time being. My uncle getting all the blame for as I'm seeing. I just gotta lay low like a snake belly. It's a sticky situation like grape jelly. I'm on the Titanic or some other boat. Got my mother and a brother at each other's throat.
Marvin!
What?
Why are you bothering my record?
I ain't touching the
record. I know you was in my record.
I ain't nothing with your record.
I know, I
you better hold mommy, never find out. Cause if she does, then that's your ass. You know damn well, if you touch one and you get caught, that'll be your last. The final act. Brian's at the door with a black and red knapsack. Came to bring the vinyl back. I put it back before anybody notices. He said close call. I said yeah, I noticed this. But I got away with it like the perfect crime. And made the fresh tape. Man, it was worth the time. And aggravation and stress almost made a mess. She'd have found out it's me, she would have laid the rest. But I'm over like a fat rat. That was smart, it's a good thing you hit him in that backpack. It feels so good to get that out the way. Now I'm out the door, back out to play. I'm about to say, these are the good times like Chic. And then I hear my mom shriek.
Duval, get back in here. How did my record get scratched? I know you did it. Go get my belt.
Come on, Ma.
That's it. Get my belt, now.
Come on, Ma.
Send the alert out to your committee. Then same old nigga living in a new
me,
city,
baby.
Grinding for the shine, ain't taking no pity. With nothing on the line but mine like I'm Diddy. I get grimy and gritty, pay attention, take notice. If around me know my mind, then I'm really not focused. I swarm on the track, my impact is like locusts. For the stack, I'm devoted. It's a fact, you can quote it. Mr. Rose, the locomotive, spit the full speed ahead. It's the thoroughbred, keeping it unlocked like a full head of dread. Put me on the spot, you understand what I said. And if you're putting up your guap, that means I gotta take your breath and make you an example with just a sample. Show you that I rock with them too hot to handle. I'll make you feel shot like you're hanging over my mantle. Cause in the game of fame, you can't even hold a candle.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
It doesn't matter where you place me in the lineup. Watch out for the wind-up, cause I'ma knock it out of the park. The don't sign up to be in the league or the team where I'm at. Cause I'm swinging the mic with the chords like a bat, or more like a whip. So quit, nigga, get. While surrounded by trash ass niggas, I throw a fit. Don't give a shit about the YouTube hits that you get. All I wanna know is if you MC, yo, can you spit? If I put you in the booth on the track, is it a hit? On stage in front of a crowd, yo, can you rip? Can riddle me this? I know you all can admit that the rap game is the crack game going legit. Prepare for the game, make sure you're fully equipped. Treat it just like a chain, no weak links, you won't slip. Picture your bars being bricks, ready to flip. And always watch your back before you start running your lip. Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Nowadays, rhyme pace, look at caught in the whirlwind. Everybody spitting from your mom to your girlfriend. I rep for certain, after me, close the curtain. Cause I'll put the stress in your chest, just like a burden that you can't relieve. And best believe, with some practice, you change your status, you will achieve. Pull up your sleeve, little nigga, adjust your weave. You could barely run the track, I hear you wheezing as you breathe. I do it with ease, lead you down on bended knees. With just a tease, I get at you without a sneeze. Cause real MCs are deadlier than killer bees. So while you trying to catch some G's, I'm focusing on making G. I got a disease, it's called ill expertise. You can't catch it, you can stay being ratchet. You can't match it, and guaranteed you can't snatch it. I'm out ace, in the PE, you can attach.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around, and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around, and you hear the sound, and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Let's go.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Union.
Gospel radio in the motherfucking building. Punk bitch, if you don't like this shit, you an asshole.
Why?
You know what I'm saying? My man Mr. Raw in the house. Holla at me. Definitely feeling that. Before that, it was my man Master Ace. You know, definitely checking out on the archives, too. That was definitely a dope show. You know what I mean? And I had to go, because we just talked about this old music. And, he really does paint a picture with that one. You know what I'm saying? Like, you was feeling
Master Ace always been like, dope, though, man.
But we definitely looking forward to Saturday night, the first ever The Drodian Show.
Sneak Rusty.
Yeah. I got some shit in store, baby. It's going down, man. I'm banging them over the head. I'm going to take them back to 1990, man. I always say, born in the 70s, raised in the 80s, and I'm stuck in
and
the
stuck 90s. Up in the 90s.
Can you blame him? I can't. I don't blame him.
I sent you some new music too, Snake. So look out for it.
I'm gonna definitely be uploading like crazy the next couple of days. You know what I mean? Getting all the heat up in there. And like I said, well, it's a beautiful situation. I'm just adding to what's already in place. You know what I mean? And bringing my personality, man. Bringing this Drodian shit. This Drodian shit to this Dodgeball shit. We're going to make them do the
night. And all y'all listening right now, and if your motherfuckers don't tune in Saturday, I'm not even going to say it right now. You already know what I'm talking about.
That's what's up. Now, real quick, I'm going to go to my man E-Cub. E-Cub, since we last talked, and definitely, you know, we dropped the scene, you know what I'm saying? But since we last talked, what's up with the project, man? How's everything going with my box? I know it's been successful. I talked with y'all, but letting you know these listeners, let them know what's been going on with you, man.
No doubt,
you,
man.
You want a radio station in the UK right now, an FM station, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I'm over there in UK right now. They playing I'm In Love With You right now, the single with Ivy Love. So, you know, that's doing real well right now, you know what I mean? But everything's been cool, man. We just been trying to keep the, you know, when you, I think the best part as an artist, I think everybody can attest to this, is dropping a project, man, because it's like, it's so much that comes with it, you know, you got to have these videos in line, especially now, like, you got to have this internet popping, like, with these videos and, you know, all this media coverage, you got to be in, you got to have your publisher's game right, you got to be in magazines and stuff, so I'm just trying to, you know, put all the pieces together and make it make sense, man, like, we got videos shooting for days, we got, you know, we've been selling hard copies like crazy. I'm up to like 9,800 copies right now, so in only a few weeks. So that's, you know what I'm saying, we working, man. So the project is doing well, man, for real.
That's what's up. And it's definitely a good project. You know, all the fans that are listeners have already known what's up. And plenty more to come, too, because, you know, y'all a fan. Big shout out to Philly G, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Big shout out to the Flawless Entertainment and the whole camp, man. And definitely, I'm proud of your success. And we definitely got more shit in the works with him. So don't even trip, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
In the house.
Hey, no.
Yeah,
wipe
all these whack motherfuckers out, homie, please. Could you dope?
No, I got you, fam. Hey, I wanted to say this, though. A couple things, you know what I'm saying, real quick. I wanted to definitely shout out the Die 4 family, man, because ever since I met you, we've been rocking, bro, and you've been the same cat, dog. Like, ever since you came to the crib, we went to the studio, and, you know what I'm saying, you pitched me your album and everything, and you played the joint on the exclusive joint off your iPhone and stuff. So, you know, you still been that same Lansky, dog. So, you know what I'm saying, real love and much respect to what you're doing right now, man. You're killing it.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate y'all, too, man. Y'all been, you know, like you said, you put it there right there. From day one, we've been 100, and we made it work, and we're going to continue to make it work, and it's going to work out. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
We definitely do it. Salute to E-Cub. We're definitely going to get into more of your music, dude, so rock out with us.
For sure, man. Hey.
Hold on. I'll go back to you. My bad. I pushed the mute button. Go ahead.
Shout out to everybody on the show right now, too. You know what I'm saying? All the artists and everybody listening in. And I definitely wanted to real quick touch on that situation y'all was talking about.
about the new generation and everything. And
I'm
definitely a part of that, you know, so I can probably give you from a different perspective and what I see, because I see the youth and I see my friends and different guys like that. And it's just about, like, I don't think that my generation, you know, I don't think we cherish hip-hop as much as your generation did. You know what I mean? Like, when y'all generation came out, hip-hop was new. Like, y'all basically started hip-hop. You know what I mean? So, like, it was like when y'all worked hard for it and y'all, you know, y'all had to loop things and y'all had to do things from scratch, the reward that y'all got from it was more, y'all felt it more. Y'all was like, oh, this is, you know, my hard work paid off. Now the kids these days, like my age, we don't work for nothing really. So, like, everything is much easier to use. You can get on quicker, but the reward is like, all right, one-hit wonder. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, what did he really do to get that song done? Or, like, how much work did he really put in?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And
so,
that's a
good point right there.
Point.
I like that.
But here's the disconnect, though, Cub, because you, like you said, you part of that generation, but yet your favorite MCs are Nas, Rakim, KRS-One, Wu-Tang, you know, all these old-school cats. You can't say that for all, even your homies.
That's where just the genuine love for music comes in, man. Like, I just love hip hop. You know what I mean? Like, I don't just, you know, enjoy making it. Like, I'm a fan of it, dude. You know what I mean? Like, my dad is a diehard hip hop fan. He was there when it started. Like, he's the same generation as you guys. He was DJing. So, you know what I'm saying? So I was forced into it. Like, I just came into it, man. You know what I mean? And everybody's not fortunate enough of my generation to be a part of that, you know what I'm saying? But I just came up in it, man. So that's what I love. So I'm all for it. You know what I mean? I'm gonna keep it going.
And I'm gonna throw this out there. I'm gonna throw this out there. My 4-year-old daughter, four as my witness. I'm not messing with y'all. Her favorite thing right now is Wu-Tang, and we be in public places, and she'll start rapping Wu-Tang at 4 years old with the explicit lyrics and everything.
You take that kind of fuck with. She gets that shit bar.
And she we was in Ralph's the other day. That's the grocery store. You know, we got out here in Cali, and she said we were sitting there, and I was kind of bobbing my head. I forget what I was, you know, listening to in my head. And she saw I was kind of listening to music, and she said, "Hut one, hut two, hut three, hut old dirty bastard live and uncut." Like in the middle of the old grocery store. You know what I'm saying? Wow.
You gotta see how animated she gets with it, though, too, man. She
gets
animated with it.
She knows already what it is. That's what I'm saying. I'm so glad that Ford's seen it, because it's not just some kid, like, mimicking something. She knows what she's, like, saying, and she understands, like, she, and look, I'll put on a Drake song. I'll put on any, like, kind of newer generation, just song, you know, or something, and she doesn't even blink an eye. She does her thing. I put on some Wu-Tang.
If the whole clan would have saw that shit, they would appreciate that shit right there from the jump,
yeah,
right
there.
It's crazy.
Like,
bar for bar, she knows that shit.
E-Cub, I salute you, my dude. Again, we're going to definitely go into another one of your tracks and rock out with us. Big shout-out to Philly G, Flawless Entertainment in the house.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, right now, I got my man, Mr. Errol Tate. What's happening?
I'm here, man, enjoying the show, dog. You know, same thing as usual, just motivated, happy. You know, I ain't got no stress. I ain't got no worries. Straight up.
We got Sneak Rock in the house. Just Raw, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Four. We was rocking with E-Cub. We got other area codes in the house. All the area codes I see, the 714s, the 661s, the 941s. You know what I'm saying? The
562.
Press
one.
Press one. Ooh, you know what? And it
press
happens
one.
Like that. People press one. But, Mr. Errol Tate, right before I go to this call, you know what I'm saying, we're definitely going to go to your track, PB Out. Tell me a little bit about this track.
Well, first of all, PB Out was done in the Ventura Hills right next to Big Boy in the Morning Show, his house, you know what I'm saying. A homie of mine questioned, actually. He recorded it for me. I was looking over the city of the Valley, and for those that don't know, from outside of the state of California, though, the Valley is a very, very beautiful place. Number one studios in pretty much in the world right now is active ass place, like you said before, and you said it many times.
Including Die For.
Cannot forget that. Definitely not. I mean, like as you've been saying for a while, man, it's like this is a place that you can just walk around, see a person look like a bum, but realistically, this dude give you a business card that can probably set your life in order. You know what I'm saying? This is that type of area.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I was looking up top, man, you know, and Pete Me Out's pretty much just saying, like, look at me. You know, obviously people are. You know, obviously people are going to continue to do it as long as you keep doing what you're doing is right and keep elevating in your own personal career and your own spiritual being, you know. So it's low-key, it's a cynical song, but, you know what I'm saying, I put it on some chill shit, you know. You know, so it's just two-stepper, but at the same time, you can smoke one to it. You can blaze one, hit it with your girl. You can do all, it's an all-purpose song, man. It's all-purpose cleaner right here. So, yeah, that's me all day, every day, Mr. Errol Tate. Y'all look me up on anywhere possible, man. I'm all over the place. Hit me up on Facebook, Mr. Errol Tate, /music. That's right.
That's what's up. So we're going to go this PB out, a Die For exclusive at the 661. I'm coming right to you. Because as soon as I mentioned press one, it was like, bing, I'm ready to talk, y'all. Die For Radio, Mr. Errol Tate, PB out. Let's go.
Came through, it's not about me, it's all about you. Oh shit, need a breakthrough, indecisive, imprecise, and enticed by the fruits. And you should know, talking that shit, but you're still in my flow. Why y'all resting, keeping me glow? That's why I swing from my head to my toe. And you bring the heat to stop my chill. And no flame gonna stop this here. Why I'm the last chillin' out with my child. Here y'all come trying to crap my style. And no, that's why I just let you know. Speak about the beginning, but the end of this year, it's here. Check my message, check my guest list, and keep me out, keep me out, keep me out. Check my message, check my wish list, and keep me out, keep me out, keep me out. Elevate with my mind to the sky like a smoke pot, but I'm not, y'all should know, sky should glow, glow, you should go, pick up the swing from my head to my toes, and if your life's in vain and clear, you know what I'm talking here, while I'm trying to teach the truth to my kids. You know what I'm feeling up here. I'm thinking, no, I'm about to throw to another galaxy. Watch this to the end of this thing. Check my message. Check my guest list. And you keep me out. Keep me out. Keep me out. Check my message. Check my wish list. And you keep
On deck, 5FC, that dude on deck was good, chillin'.
Check this out, man. Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Die For Radio.
My name is Fat Sean. For those who don't know, I want to shout out Die For Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down By Law, X-Clan. Get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Die For Radio.
Shout out to Die For Radio. The kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die For Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die For Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die For Radio.
Die For Radio in the house. Y'all already know what's happening. 661, I told you I was going to come to you right after the track, so let's do that. 661, you live on the air, Die For Radio. What's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing out there tonight?
Oh, we doing wonderful.
How you doing? Who we talking to?
Yeah, this is Kim in the 661.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Welcome.
Yeah, I was checking out the track. That sound like some shit me and my little boo. He know who I'm talking about. We can kick back and do what we do.
Ha, that's what's up. That's what's up. Where you calling from? Where's the 661 at?
661, that's out in the Antelope Valley. Lancaster,
okay,
Palmdale, out here in Cali.
Absolutely. I knew that looked somewhat familiar. I'm out here live reporting from L.A.
Yeah, I'm up here. We all good with that. But that really sounds like something me and my boo could kick back and do what we do. You know who you are.
Twisting up the good weed or what?
You know, we do what we do. But I'm feeling that.
What?
That's what's up. We appreciate you rocking with us. Definitely that was a Die For exclusive right there. My man, Mr. Errol Tate, you know what I'm saying, peep me out. Mr. Errol Tate, you definitely got a fan on the phone feeling that track. So you know what I'm saying. How you feeling right now?
Man, I'm feeling lovely, man. I'm always motivated. That's what I'm here on this planet to do. After that, the mothership going to take me back home, you know. Tired of Earth for a second, you know. But while I'm here, I'm going to do what it can do, you know. So I'm glad she enjoyed that, you know. And when you with your boo, make sure it's some exclusive shit going on, because that's all Die For does, man. Y'all keep on doing that shit over there.
And you know what? To the last caller, tell all your homies, all your friends about Die For Radio, about Earl Tate's music. Look us up. It doesn't take that long. You know what I'm saying? Just quick. Make it
that's
right, man.
How it is, because I got somebody to turn it on to.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. That's right. Spread the word. We appreciate the love and shit. Y'all calling up.
Oh, most definitely. We'll be tuning in on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
I got a friend named Eric that'll be interested in that cut. He's looking for a couple of new artists.
Cool.
That's right.
That sounds great to us, because we all about that networking tip no matter what. That's why we're here.
Oh, most definitely. We'll be getting in touch with him, by the way. That is Eric from the OJs.
Oh,
ooh.
Snap. Oh, snap.
Ooh.
Sounds like it's getting kind of hot up in here.
Yeah. It's getting a little hot up in here. Hey,
that's right.
He did that. Man, yeah. Everybody's like, that's crazy. I had to take everybody off of mute real quick. Hey, and we really appreciate that, because honestly, the music is what we care about here. You feel me? So anything we can do to make that prevail, we're going to do. And once again, like my boy Matt Ford said, we appreciate you. Appreciate what you're doing, and let's make that connection. And, you know, we can definitely get a hold of each other email-wise, die4productions.com, anything, and help y'all out and make it happen.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Got to make it happen. But, you know, I'd like to comment a couple of your other previous artists said, if you don't go back, how you going to go forward?
That's right.
That's right. Exactly.
That's right. Somebody was listening.
I mean, you know, that's still getting back to your Ellas. And your Dukes, you got to go all the way back. Because if it wasn't for them paving the way, we wouldn't have it what we have today.
Church.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Church.
Go like it is. Salute to that.
That's
salute
right.
to that. And honestly, I'm going to have to tell you, and this is the first time you listen to the show, but other previous shows I've said, part of the what I try to do here is have, you know, older artists on here as far as, you know, the pioneers of hip-hop and pioneers from all, you know what I'm saying, all sorts of music, but so that the new generation can hear it and say, you know what, that's actually pretty good. Who is that if they don't know? And then they go back and they listen to real music and they say, oh, man, I want to start implementing that into some of my music. And by doing that, we kind of bring back the circle of the substance and having real music. So, you know, I'm completely 100 with what you're saying, and that's definitely why we're here. So we appreciate it. I mean, again, let's connect the dots. Let's make this work, and we can definitely, you know, help each other out.
Oh, definitely. And we as a people need to do that anyway, not just in the music industry, but just period.
Yeah, through anything.
As you know, even if you go back, and I don't really want to get off into preaching or anything like that, but it still takes a village to raise any child. If you get to the village, you'd be surprised at where the connections will come from within the village.
That's real talk right there.
That's right.
Do the knowledge. That's why we say do the knowledge. You got to.
Man. Look it up, motherfucker.
Hey, man.
Basically, look it up.
Oh, man.
Look it up.
Well, big salute to you. What's your name? I'm sorry. I don't know if you said your name or if I didn't catch it through the airwaves.
Kim.
Kim? It's a
yes.
Pleasure to have on the show. That's definitely
it's a pleasure to be on the show.
We definitely gonna be talking, you know what I'm saying, and definitely connecting these dots and definitely supporting this music, and I just appreciate your feedback and everything you got going, and again we just salute to you.
And Kim, make sure you tell all your friends.
Big salute, Kim.
Oh yeah, I done already shot a few of them out there. You probably have some other calls from the 213-661-310.
Yep.
Shit. 424. I done shot I done shot the number out to a few people already, so.
Yeah,
that's what's up, man. We appreciate
right
that.
Yeah, there's some people on the line that, you know, haven't pressed one. If you want to talk with us and chat with us, press one. Otherwise, you know, we really appreciate you rocking with us. And, Kim, I hope to hear from you very soon. I'm going to be sending you some information, and we'll connect these dots.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Absolutely.
But, Mr. Tate,
yes,
I'm sure you see the number. Get at me.
I will. I'll definitely do that. I appreciate
you.
You
guys
appreciate
stay blessed. And, man, you're doing good things in the community,
life.
Coast to coast.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Nationwide, worldwide, unified. You know what I mean?
International.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Kim,
God bless you, Kim. God bless
you. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, God bless you. Keep your head up and keep doing your thing.
That's right.
I would say.
Power and perseverance wins all.
Absolutely.
Well,
that's
right.
Man, that's crazy.
Judge.
That's crazy. You know, Doubtful Radio really, you know, and you know what? I'm going to have to go into a track real quick because of that, you know what I mean, because she was feeling, you know, Mr. Errol Tate, and I definitely got something else loaded up that you know, is really kind of what we talk about, the substance. We're waiting for this to come back. We can come right back and go to these callers, you know what I mean, and definitely get this in. One time for your mind, Doppel Radio, waiting. Dr. Nancy Fitcher and Mr. Errol Tate, come on.
I guess time moves fast like a blink of an eye. Yesterday is the past, but hold my future with pride. See, it's been a long time, but now knowing how the others felt. 90 cents a song instead of CDs on these record shelves. The game's changed, whether it's good or bad, I still remain the same. Shit, that's all I had. But I'm sitting here waiting for the cycle to complete. Waiting for the realness, waiting for this truth that we see. Scratching my head, wonder where she went. I used to love her like Common, but nowadays I wouldn't even pay her rent. Wouldn't even trip if the homies misused the shit. The way they talk about her, I think she confused but trip. I'm still here knowing that she'll come around again. The closest to my heart, like it's a part of my next again. Sipping on the sign again, I drown my sorrows for my friend. Waiting on the time again, I'm waiting to this very end. Yeah. At the same time, just set up. My music stands amongst the best you've heard. working with something. I'm time to get it to bumping, so you can make the assumption my team is something I'm bluffing. And we stick it to this route to keep flowing like it's hereditary. DNA consistent, dope rhymes, that's extraordinary. Down to my very genes, chromosome, I bleed these beats. Raised in California, but I'm speaking for all my people. This Kendrick that controls, set it off for the new age. I tip my hat wisely and freestyle to trade day. Telling you it's change rage, lack of substance, grave days. Hip-hop in its final stage, I'm hoping out for many ways. It saved my life, so I wait because I have to do it. It controls my fate, everything I knew was for this music. So I choose to move and put it in its proper place. Let the past become a race, until then I'm just waiting place. Yeah.
Featuring my man, Mr. Errol Tate. You know what I'm saying? After that was for Sean, Gone in 60 Seconds. Definitely feeling on that track. Loving how he flips his words. For Sean, you can check him out. Also, Gospel Radio Archive. You can check out his, you know what I'm saying, interview. It definitely went down. So just a beautiful night. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Kim out there in Lancaster, Palmdale. Here we go. We're definitely going to connect the dots with her. You know what I mean? And we definitely appreciate the love. Mr. Raw, what's happening, my dude? No? I'm like Mr. Raw over there making a beat while we live on the radio.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm talking about right now. That's what I'm talking about right now. What, you got the 4,000, NPC 4,000?
Yeah, you know, man. Yeah, it's 1:30 over here, so you know, I got to grind and keep up with the keep up because y'all over there looking at like 11 o'clock, and it's 1:30 over here. Yeah. So you know me. I got to deal with it. If I ain't sitting, if I ain't writing, I'm doing something.
Yeah, that's what's up. Big shout-out to my man, Sneak Rockstein, as well. Obviously, part of the Dopple Radio family now, but also rocking in the East Coast and still just chilling with us. I'm definitely going into the, you know, Sneak Rockstein track in a second, but that's my hype, dude. That's the family member. Saturdays are going to be crazy. You know what I mean? Man. Thursday, people. Thursday, 8:30 Pacific time. MC Shan, Fredro Starr goes down like that. You know what I mean? Right. And the Thursday after that, we have the cocaine shut the fuck up and cut the check listening party. You know what I mean? We're going to play some of the tracks off of his album and definitely chop it up. And they got a good contest going to end that day. And that YouTube video is out. I'm going to be playing the commercial. Get and buy the album. Take a screenshot. Send it to him. You're going to win all sorts of stuff. iPads, features, whatever. I mean, all sorts of stuff. So big shout out to the homie Cocaine. You know what I mean? Man, what a show tonight, fellas. What a show. A beautiful thing this hip-hop has brought to us and this digital era has brought to our fingertips, no matter how we talk about it in a hip-hop sense. You feel me?
Yes, indeed. We waiting for hip-hop to repeat itself and get that dude to call in from Pakistan.
Oh, and it was crazy. I gotta find a way to like find his Skype name. You know what I'm saying? And try to get a hold of that dude because I'm like I need to hear it. I need a track. I need something. You know what I mean? Like I need it. Live from Pakistan.
Look for Pakistan bars and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. That was crazy.
See y'all motherfuckers from other countries isn't it too? You had a guy from Pakistan call up and represent before y'all. So what the fuck is Japan and all y'all motherfuckers, Europe, call up. Quit being some bitches. Sorry.
And not only that, then earlier, to, you know, then the homegirl Kim was like from the OJ. What's that about?
Yeah, that's real, though. You never know who knows who when they listen to these radio shows.
That's true.
So, man, it's a crazy world. I'm just living it, you know what I'm saying? Not giving into it, just, you know, giving into my family.
I'm just passing through.
Gospel. Woo! That's the way it goes. So, you know what? I'm in a good mood, man. We got, you know, 4 minutes left on regular time. I'm going to play some music, man. You know, I'm going to get into some E-Cub. I'm going to get into some more Mr. Earl Tate. I'm going to get into some more Mr. Raw. I'm going to get into some Mad 4. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get into some Sneak Rothstein. That's the way we do it. But while we still live,
to get into your haters, bitches.
Yeah, man. I mean, shit. But hey, East Coasters first. Mr. Raw, give you last shout outs for the people that listen online before cutting this overtime.
No doubt. You already know, man. Everybody on the panel right now is how we do it, man. And definitely, you can always check me out in Dirty Basement on Tuesdays, man. We had a beautiful Tuesday today, man. It never ends when we end up with Die For. But, you know, I'm over there on Soul Focus checking in, and I'm definitely with the Green Leaf on Friday. You can reach me on Twitter, MRRAAW. That'll take you to my Facebook. That'll take you to my Reverb Nation. And soon we'll be coming with my SoundCloud. I'm just going to give you that raw music, man. You know that real good, feel-good hip-hop. Anybody who rock with me, rock well. If you don't rock with me, rock off.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck off.
That's what's up. Sneak Rockstein.
Man, first and foremost, man, big shout out to God, man. For him, all things are possible, man. You know what I'm saying? I was fortunate enough to see another day. He woke me up today. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I'm rocking out with Die For, man, every Tuesday and Thursday. And then I'm a new addition on Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you got Mad For going off. You know what I'm saying? Banging that heat, taking you back, you know what I mean? Giving you your history, giving you a lesson to learn, you know what I mean? Big shout out to all the Die For fam, all the Drodians. March 3rd, y'all make sure y'all pick up that Sneak Rothstein solo LP, Dungeon Dragon LP, man. Guaranteed 5 mics, and I ain't pat myself on the back. I ain't slacking either, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving y'all them lyrics, man, them heaters, you know what I mean? Big shout out to Soul Focus. Man, big shout out to everybody in the coalition that support each other and really, really support each other. Just don't talk about it. Really be about it, man. know what I mean? Stay blessed, everybody. Arrow Tate, man, big shout out to you too, and everybody on this phone call right now. Some powerful individuals, and man, you know we blessed. You know what I mean? To be where we at right now. Just reflect on your life and thank God every day you wake up, man. Real talk.
Absolutely, Matt Ford. Yes, you got about 30 seconds, homie. Hey, but everybody on the line, let me understand this. The people online, because there's still a lot of people on the line. I mean, so, you know what I mean? Everybody rock out with us. We're going into overtime. E-Cub, rock with us. You know what I mean? We're definitely going to keep doing it. Mr. Errol Tate, all the other area codes, the 941s, the 70s, the 707s. Everybody just rock out with us. You know, I'm going to go into a little bit of music because that's what we're here for. You know what I mean? But, man, here we go. Gospel, we blasted the truth. That's the way it happens. Big shout out to Steve Rothstein. I can't wait for Saturday. Motherfucking night. Gospel Radio. Come on.
Die for you, bitches.
This is what you would call a stolen legacy. This music is our destiny.
My manuscript, monumental.
Yeah.
Dirty air beyond the hip. How to stay in the red. Running the streets like a press of the kennel. Surrounded by sergeants, lieutenants, and I'm a general. Salute and move wisely. Serenading for the money like an Ozzy. They hate on me and despise me. But I'm cooler than I'm chilling, like icy. Why it costs so much to live so pricey? Open up your eyes and you just might see. I'm in a sweatshop like I work for Nike. 23 in the streets, hard of a Viking. Spark it up and keep striking. Season it up till you like it. Crown on my head and demeanor of a king. Heavyweight hay make a swing. Sticking in like a bee sting. You don't like me, I don't like you. I'm unpredictable, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu. Last of the truth. Paranoid cause the voices won't stop. Who said Joe the kids ain't hip-hop? I got him in the scope, turn the stone to potato top. All I need is one shot, for them body boy blood clot. Cultivate and I sell my own crop. I'm a hustler like my pops. Street journalist, music analyst, lyrical pharmacist. Play with the keys like an organist. Mental telepathic psychologist. Plotting like a terrorist, see I'm a specialist. Call me MD with the infantry. Take a ride with me on the side of sea. I'm leading the cavalry against the enemy. Flash full of Hennessy. I'm a visionary, so the future I foresee. Success is up to me. I don't like you. I'm unpredictable. Ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu. Last of the truth.
So I come equipped and give a fuck what they say. Yeah, I know they sick. Same shit, different toilet with the manuscript. I run up on these games, kill these lanes in the 7-6. Just sneaking like Rothstein. They claim the range game change. Let's meet it in Rothstein. Time to show them what the meaning of boss be. Miseducation, so I'm killing them softly. And I'll be on my rap shit to the death of me. Like I speak exclusive from caskets. My main word's drastic and the point is managed to keep the advantage over haters. I damn it, I fall. And I'm about to do it. That's what happens to best. Your history already proved it. I'm the JFK shot. I leave my mind on the block. Jack, what will you do? You fools are meant to get popped. Hip hop.
You don't like me? I don't like you. I'm unpredictable. Ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu. Last of the truth.
Never, never die.
See, I was a proven golden child and raised up in this tragic city. Riverside, you with me, and that love extends throughout my senses. The crowd was empty as I chose my own lane. And just a year or two later, I was humbled by change for fame. Fuck it, I take it day by day as this hustle grows. You only live once, so I die for these chosen flows. Never show your weakness, cause you know how that cycle rolls. These sharks are here to eat, and you caught up in this undertow. My life's a featured episode, catalog impeccable. Keep this crowd popping, my stance 6 feet acceptable. Never seen a speck of flow to shine around and take control. Like you've heard from me, but I guess I'll let the Grammy show. What is really popping, more meaning to this die for. Without some substance, what is cracking?
talking, I'm scheming to ride folk. Many days fucking gets crime face to my real folk. The truth lies with us, so speaking only real quotes.
They shooting.
And just trying to steal hope, make sure I'm a factor with the sign of my own host. I talk to myself through a pen and a pad. Tell my godson Jake, just be glad for what you handed in half. Cause Hell's Kitchen cooking up something daily. It's hard to duck the cost, so I can't let casualties lately. In the webs of my conscience, and speak words to stay nauseous. Keep the sponsors from understanding my nonsense. Life's a bitch and then you wake up to another. Reality strikes like a drone attack on your mother. See, my underworld is over Earth achieving. Now it's time to underline the facts that we conceiving. And it's doubtful, and I'm saying with conviction. This shit is mandatory, do my job, fuck the superstition. As we killing this game, how could you blame what I'm saying on tracks when you're thinking I'm playing? I'm saying
I die for the passion and I die for this rapping. You can die for just asking on me, we the main attraction. And I die for these beats, and I die for my peace. And I die for the privilege to poetically speak. You see, I die for this passion and I die for this rapping. You can die for just asking on me, we the main attraction. And I die for these beats, and I die for my peace. And I die for the privilege to poetically speak.
I'm not joking, you can see the red in my eye. I'm not ready to die, but I'm ready to try to get my point across. As I shine, you know, force to make your ears pop like spicy hot sauce. The game is not lost, hip-hop ain't dead, but you got to play the course if you want to break. So many play the boss, but they work instead. There's a lot of rap cats in the game and they ain't scoring. Hop, they not and they plot a straight ball and they claim to be LJ. Now how they hate joints with fans that ain't scorching, brains and they ain't bullshit. Girls married to this track, there's no divorce and the numb is possible, but you know, it's straight distortion. Skills is brought to the game, proceed with caution to get the shit inside of the frame like teen abortion. Bigger to come, harder to fall, so if you ain't ready to brawl, make sure the paramedics are called. And they got all the lights to force, sister, cause mic fight is what I enact with inscription. Just set the game up, state your claim up, cause if you ain't spitting that fire, you're just a lame, the roar's the name, what? Watch how I came up, turning the flame up, the means of burning your brain up, changing the game up, from the different and same stuff, even your plane stuck with the lyrics that stay rough. I'm not pumped, I write rhymes to get checks, and when I get a track, I just treat it just like sex, and when I give it back, I just treat it just like next. Okay, fixed, cause I ride a track like a jockey, I'm like Jim Carrey, mad, somebody stop me, but don't block me,
because it's hockey. I knock your front side like a bad game of hockey. That means a ruthless, I leave you toothless. The next time you think of the mic, you know who the truth is. Roar, like you never heard before. I came in the door, with more in store than the norm. And I'm just getting warm, so if you're ready for war, we can get it on. From night till the morn, from dusk back to the dawn, till the boat get tired and one starts to yawn. But I'm on fire right now, so bring it on.
Yo, what's the word? Word. Check. Yo, it's the mellow flow. Yo, this the type of shit you sit back, nod your head to, and puff the Rello smoke. I got some shit up on my mind, so I just kick it through these rhymes. Not enough time to rewind the grind, keep shit in line. Sticky situations lead to allegations that spread throughout the nation. Now they trying to knock the dreams we chasing. Keep pacing, don't let it knock you off track, cause the fact that you spitting raps is enough for them to attack. Word up, we young and black, but we ain't talking smack. We the leaders of the new school and hoods on our back. Be careful though, how you rock them hoods, because the white men in the hood be thinking that you up to no good. So what's to stop me from being the next Trayvon, the victim to society? Crimes without apology, they lying be trying to lock us down, but what's the irony? We've been in shackles for years, but I guess it's at a less degree. So I'ma give them something that they never seen. I'm off the Richter, I'ma just crop them right out the picture. You catch my drip, you on my wrath, so do the math, it's E-Cub, you duh, kicking that ass, still of the draft. I'm the one, son, I'm Papa Duke, give me the loot. Hands up in the air now, guns down, and we won't shoot. Balls out the gun barrel, a young reckless boy in the booth. Drink from the fountain of youth, rap Captain Jack Sparrow. And it don't stop. And we won't quit. Hip-hop.
I've been criticized, slapped, deserted in the staff. Still can't figure out why you won't cut me no slap. Maybe it's just I ranting on my woe with me. Been flooded out in my town of passing cause my flow is me. So scared to fall asleep cause I'm always getting chased in them. The devil following me, I'm tired of fucking replacing them. So through my halo there's some horns sticking out. Like yes, it was crowned, but he had thorns sticking out. Even under pressure, he had time to doubt God. My balance not even at time of life. I smoke thicker than the big booty stricker. When the smoke clears, you're slicker than get a nigga off the liquor. We both got hidden agendas, we both that's what this blender he thinks. If he's broke, what he ropes, and he knows, like he dopes, and he mopes, and he broke, like he wants, like he boasts. Mind thinking that a nigga becomes the winner, while pop stand on the sideline, get him cred. I'ma fight with all my might, and I'ma get him dead. Understand how it is to be a working man, just to give up on your dreams, and just to give your service, damn. Providing for my siblings, my numbness helped me get back in the fucking swing of things. I care so much, I don't even care no more. Congratulations, world, he finally cut off Errol Soul.
So I thank you, yeah. Now I can focus on me. Oh, yeah. I wish I had been quiet sometimes. So disgraceful. For me to switch out, for me to switch out.
Thank you. Now I can focus on me.
What I have been for quite some time. So disgraceful. Now I can make a toast. Made a way. For me to switch out, for me to switch out.
We fighting good versus evil. The battle of angels and demons. Wide awake and I'm screaming. The reality's a dream and it's not what it seems. We vessels in transition, just passing through. I'm in the planetary and I got the hoop.
Don't let the negative forces overcome you and pull you into the depths of hell. You only live one life, so live it well.
Fitting in like a sock of a shoe. They all laugh at you. Talk hate and distrust. I believe God got us. Just a Mr. Bus. I leave my imprint in the sand, but it gets bone in the dust.
Radio in the house. So I like to call that a coalition remix. You know what I'm saying? Not remix, the mix. We got everybody on the line right now that was on that. We got, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Raw. You know what I mean? Nat Fool, we about to get into his track. You know what I'm saying? Sneak Rothstein, Mr. LSA, E-Cub. That, look at that little mix we just put together, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a
yeah, that was raw. That was raw.
Everything.
I mean, what else can you say? Mr. Raw, you killing it on that one. You already know, Cub, you know what I'm saying? When you come with the lyrics, I get hyped. You know, my manager always brings it when he comes to Die For Studios. You always know he shows up in the studio, something miraculous is going to come out. I'm about to get into this track, Bullet Points, with me and Matt for Breaking Bad. The music is crazy. I mean, man, shout out to my East Coast people still rocking with me. Big Ross and Mr. Raw, what's happening with y'all? Man.
In the building. It's a good way to end a beautiful night, man. Crazy. Good music, that real good, you know, good hip hop. That's why I can't put it no other way.
Yep. I feel you. It's just good. Man, I'm feeling all that, but man, that joint right there, like, whoo.
Matter of fact, the only thing that's gonna be better than that is one track with all of us on it.
Oh my goodness.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Exactly.
I'm ready.
I'm ready to go.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Let's not forget, y'all, Saturday, exclusive premiere, the Jody and Show on Dotful Network. My man, Sneak Rothstein. You already know it's going to go down. Thursday. Dotful Radio.
Saturday night, motherfuckers.
You know, I'm kind of excited about this MC Shan interview, to tell you the truth. Because,
I mean, you think about, and
not that I'm going to bring up beef or anything like that, but honestly, when you think about hip-hop, those are some of the first beefs right there. Am I correct?
Yes.
Like in hip-hop?
No, not actually.
BEP?
There was Kumo D before that.
Well, I was going to say, Kumo D and Dizzy B, right?
Right.
Yeah. No. But one of the first. I didn't say the first, but like one of the first where it really went down to it was like this.
That was one that got the most notarization, like all over the world. The bridges over and you know, that was like, you know, it was just crazy because it was back and forth and two extraordinary lyricists going in, and it was more on wax. You know, Busy B and Kumo D was at parties, was at actual functions. They would roll up and they would battle each other. But these two songs.
Mo D hosted that shit, didn't he?
Who?
The night that Mo D crushed Busy B, he hosted that show, right?
Yeah. Because he didn't know Busy B didn't know Kumo D had entered the competition. He was just hosting it. And Busy B came out like, you know, nobody's going to beat me anyway, so let me just take the crown now. And then Kumo D was like, hold up, wait a minute, and got up in him. It was wonderful. Even just listen back to those archive tapes, because they're only on cassette, man, it gives you that essence of feeling like, wow, I wish I was there. And the park jams and all that, I experienced park jams from where I'm from. Man, it was fun. You know, every now and then knuckleheads shooting and everybody, run all over the place. But when it wasn't no shooting, man, it was a great thing to just experience a park jam with some MCs that came in and was just doing their thing.
Now being from Queens, I mean, being from Queens yourself, good question to ask. You know, you have any past experiences with Shan? You've been around, homie. I know that for a fact.
Well, Shan was more on the bridge. I'm more in the south side part. I didn't really see him as much. I saw LL Cool J more often.
Yeah.
Like, his family lived around the corner from where I lived at. So I bumped into LL more than once. And, you know, Shan was more towards Queensbridge.
Yeah, Queensbridge.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the Queensbridge, for sure.
But I knew of him, and I definitely respected his grind because he represented for the bridge, you know what I'm saying?
The bridge is my jam, though, man. I play that shit loud. Motherfuckers be like, what the fuck is he playing? I still play that shit today, motherfuckers.
I still got one unopened cassette tape of the bridge. One unopened cassette tape. I'm not even going to open it yet.
That's a funny right there, man. That's treasure.
You shouldn't have to, you should never open it, man, because that shit could be in a museum one day.
I'm not.
There'd be a hip-hop museum.
Or you put it on a fucking glass case and motherfuckers could look at it for a fucking hours.
Right?
It's still wrapped. It's still wrapped, bro, and I ain't going to touch it.
Now, E-Cup.
Sure. Yeah.
Honestly, with your style, do you consider yourself, and be honest right now, as far as your style, the way you rap, more of a West Coast rapper or East Coast rapper? And I'm not saying you're not proud to be from the West Coast, but you just be honest.
I feel like I got a mixture. You know what I mean? I got a mixture, man. That's the best way I could put it. Cause I mean, my whole family from the East Coast. I'm from Philly. I grew up in Atlanta. I was born in Baltimore, and I live in California.
Okay,
so
I guess if I rephrase the question, it'd actually make it a little more. So. If you was in a room full of gangsters from the West Coast, we talking like South Central LA, Watts, Compton, like straight gangster, they like gangster rap, and then you was in a room with gangsters from the East Coast, who do you think would like your music, like, off the top more?
Why not both?
That's cool. What do you think?
I don't know why you can't be biased. I'm not biased, so. But I mean,
why not both? You know what I'm saying? That's what I want both to like it.
No, absolutely. I'm just being hypothetical.
Yeah, I feel you. Nah, I definitely feel
realistic.
I feel where you're coming from.
But the reason
here
I
just
go into
drink
that,
one, just flip a coin. Fuck it, don't matter.
No. But the reason I say that is because it's going to be to the point, I think, coming with this music, y'all, that it, because a lot of it is starting to sound the same, where that East Coast sound mixed with that West Coast sound is actually going to be like an underground sound. And it already has been for a while. But that substance really kind of, you know, hip-hop sound, it's the mix now. But, you know, that's why I liked, you know, there was a lot of people West Coast, like Psycho Realm, you know, back in the day, you know, off of Cypress Hill. And these dudes were, like, real kind of lyrical and had, like, kind of, well, you already know Muggs, DJ Muggs had beats like crazy and, you know, good samples and stuff like that. So I love when music is just universal like that. You know what I'm saying? Sneak Rothstein, you still rocking with us?
I'm still in the building, big bro.
I mean, this album you about to drop is about to be the mix of all that shit, right?
It's gonna be a mix of everything. Yeah, definitely. You know, I got a nice mix up. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm born and raised in Linwood, California. You know what I mean? So I was around during the breakdancing era. You know, the gangbanging era. You know what I'm saying? The K-Day era. So you know all of that right there. It just made me a better person and a better MC and a better student of the game. So I'm just giving back what I absorbed and what I experienced and what I learned, you know what I mean? So the East Coast, of course, that's the mecca of hip-hop. So I'm going to always, you know, pay homage to the East Coast. But, you know, living on the West Coast, I can't never, you know, turn my back on the West Coast and leave out them influences from the West Coast. You know, your Toddy T's, your Mixmaster Spades, your King T's, your Ice T's, Ice Cubes. You know what I'm saying? I go on and on about, you know, Breeze, L.A. Dream Team. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm definitely, you know, a student of this game. And, man, I like to sound universal because when I was in the military, I traveled, you know, Japan, Singapore, Thailand, Guam, and Korea. You know what I'm saying? So I see how hip-hop was outside of America. You know, it's crazy, man, you know.
Now, I'm gonna go Earl Tate just a second, but Mr. Raw actually got a good question for you. Growing up in your era of hip hop, how you did?
honestly, I mean, obviously you would, you know, look up to the rappers and people doing hip-hop because you were part of that culture, but because it was really inaccessible for, like, independently like we are right now. Like you said, it was reel-to-reel and all this shit, and there was only certain motherfuckers that could do that. You know what
right.
I'm saying? It's not like you can go to a homie studio anywhere. You know, how did you really get your break to be able to go to a studio? Because I remember back, like, my cousins have rapped and this shit like that. Like, you really had to go to a studio if you needed to drop a demo. There was no other, if unless you're doing that on, like, four-track and shit like that. I mean, I understand that just a little. But to really get some music out there, you had to hit a studio and you had to be doing something to get there. How did you really, you know, who influenced you to get your shit besides the rappers and really get it going like that?
My older brother, man, you know, he was in a group by the name of the Homeboys, and they were fortunate enough to meet up with Eazy-E, man, when he released, Eight Ball Chunky, you know what I'm saying, during that time.
Oh, shit.
And, you know what I'm saying, and because my brothers had a song called 8 Ball, 40 Ounce, 8 Ball Junkie, you know what I mean, that's all they talked about was 40 ounces and Code 45, you know, talk about beer and getting drunk and all that shit. So they were fortunate enough to meet Eazy and this other cat named Mello. I don't know if you heard of Mello. He was a Los Angeles MC early on in the 80s. So they ended up working up with that man, and they, you know, they would go to this independent studio, and it was owned by a cat named Cecil. You know what I mean? He turned out to be a crook, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect to you, Cecil, but you did what you did. But anyhow, I ended up piggybacking with them. I never got a chance to meet Eazy because, you know, he was so busy, man, running around, you know, doing his thing. And this was during NWA and the Posse days. You remember that album cover where they had a whole
1986, 1985 time?
You know, during that time, I'm going to say Candyman was around during that time. King Scratch was around during that time. You know, so I just remember, you know, just being around it. And, you know, I was trying to be a breakdancer. So I really didn't too much write music. But as my brother branched off and started his own, doing his own thing, you know, I started going to the studio with him and soaking up games. We started with a four-track, you know what I mean? An old Rinky Dink Tascam four-track, you know what I'm saying, and a karaoke mic, you know what I mean? One turntable. So just, you know, basically, you know, soaking up game for my older brother, watching what he was doing and piggybacking with him to the studio until I could get my craft up, you know, to where I felt confident enough to get on the microphone and spit, you know, spit my words and, you know, structure my stuff correctly.
Fit that droning and shit. Now, Mr. Raw, going back, you know, a little bit more, how did you pull that off and really be able to do that?
Well, first, I'm from Jamaica, so when we came over to America, my uncles had a band in my house, so we had music equipment in my house. I learned how to play the drums, you know what I'm saying, and they were doing reggae music, so, you know, I mean, hip-hop was, like, brand new, and I'm talking about I had a reggae band in my house in the 70s on my block. We was the only Jamaicans out there, and everybody knew us for it. But I knew what hip-hop was, and I had music equipment in my house as far as recording and stuff like that. They went to the big studios, but pre-production stuff we had in the crib, and I started grinding at an early age, working, and I ran into dudes that were doing it. I had cousins that was doing it. So I was like, you know what? In order to do it myself, I had to buy piece by piece. I had to buy a Tascam. Before I got into the MPC stages, I was buying individual drum machine and, you know, and had a little keyboard, and I had a little mic. I hung the mic from the rafters. You know, in your ceiling, they got the little square tiles. I took out a square tile. I took a square tile out, and I hung the mic from the square tile and put a crate there and stood up on the crate and spit. And I was just, I mean, from early days, man, I was learning how to do it before half of the technology that is out now, you know, learning how to have to, you know, learn how to drop beats on time and count your bars. And it was called measures. It wasn't even called bars. It was just called measures and learning how to really do it from day one. I had one technique 1200.
I tried to do everything. I was in the chorus. I was in the band. I break danced too. I sung. I rapped. I did it all. I was trying to learn how to be able to monopolize on whatever. Because in my day, you had to try to get that record deal. Somebody had to discover you, or you had to know somebody. You wasn't going to run up on it like that.
That's exactly what I was saying with the question. Like, you can't, you have to get some kind of real studio time. And like you said, you know, there was always the four tracks and all that. But you really had to know somebody to get the music out there.
Yeah, because studio time was expensive back then.
Yeah.
Like $400. Exactly. Yeah, it was like $400 an hour type thing. And only the real big hip-hop artists was rocking in those type of studios. Little dudes like up-and-comers like me at the time, they wasn't taking us serious because we didn't have enough money for that. Even if we was nice enough, they wasn't going to take us serious unless you got discovered where somebody just so happened to see you at a car wash rapping and you washing a well-known person's car and they heard you spitting. They'd be like, yo, you rap or something? Let me hear something. You know, that's the only way you might get discovered, but not like the way it is now. It's totally different.
But at the same time, you still got to be able to do a live show. You still, that's the one thing that has remained the thing about hip hop is a live show that's bad is bad music. You'd be like, yeah, but I saw that dude live, and I don't know, homie, or, you know, you got to have a good live show because, I mean,
as long as there ain't no major technical difficulties. As long as there ain't no major technical difficulties, put me on a stage with a band, put me on live, freestyle is tight, let's do it. I love it.
I'm going to live on music, man. You know what I'm saying? But this radio platform, like, I really like it, man, because I just can say what I want. I can do what I want. I can play the music I want.
Shit.
I'm
going to like it.
Hey, you know what? I was going to say this, so I did forget. We talk about old technology. You know what I'm saying? We call my dude Mad 4. If there's, besides the hip-hop music and rapping and everything with my boy 4, one thing we were heavy, heavy in, and I mean heavy, y'all, was the graffiti part of the game. And nobody can take that away from us in Riverside.
Yes.
Me and Mad 4 were heavy, heavy in the graffiti. You know what I'm
saying?
I did
that
plus,
too.
I'll go get a can of Krylon and spray a motherfucker's face to deny I did that. Motherfucker.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing, too. My boy Mad 4, when Web TV first came out, had a column called The Mad Critic and would write about hip hop and everything we talk about right now. Back when Web TV came out the first time. The first time. What year is that?
I don't even remember. Probably like 99, 96? Late 99, 2000, early 2000, Y2K.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, probably.
I don't remember. That was a long time ago. Man. I don't even remember the damn web address.
Mad Critic, Mr. Harold Page, E Cub, man, Mr. Raw, Green Leaf All Day, Dirty Basement, So Focused.
Shout out to your graffiti artist.
Yeah. Let's do this.
The culture. Worthy.
Get your attention.
Bullet points.
Rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching a point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
Bullet points.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet points.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching a point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
I guess these rappers really ain't got much to say. You see, I do what I do, homie, it's like every day. Still bruise with my crews, most days we parlay. But the stealth of my wealth is my point, and that's all day. You see, these bullets burn when we spit them out. I guess it's life you're losing, let's call these doctors out.
live life through the nights and try to escape dawn. The system's corrupt, so that's the kick shot for Trayvon. Fuck it, I had to. That spirit that I'm lifting's gifted, but still twisted to be automatic, spitting wicked. Should I mention public interest when your gift is moving towards a master? So fuck it, homie, let's get this. Die for collaborations, is that sickness? We breaking bad on every level, never forget this. But you can kiss this ass if you resent this. I'm a blast from the past, but presently sent to rip this. Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet points.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching the point. You see my bullets strike well, so what's the damage report?
Bullet points.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet points.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching the point. You see my bullets strike well, so what's the damage report?
These type of bullets will cripple entire empires. Everybody stuck cause my gun is letting off fire. To all you corny rappers, shut the fuck up, you some liars. And I got the pliers with the blazer cut. Fucking up your shit from your neck to your gut. Keeping your body stiffer than the fucker King Tut. And we about to get paid, get laid. Die for, got the shit that you love to hate. Cause you's a fake and we always go harder. Die a lefty man for, got the shit that's hotter. And our shit is proper and it doesn't stop. Die for is also known for busting off blocks on any block. On any team, it doesn't matter if you're a camp or a regime. It doesn't matter what set your breath. Don't forget, motherfuckers, you get cut and get hit with a bullet point.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet points.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching the point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
Bullet points.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet points.
These rappers whack too many names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching the point. You see my bullet strike well. So what's the damage report?
Bullet points. Bullet points. Bullet points. Bullet points.
Better known as the battlefield. A squad of epidemic like crack, cause nigga we kill. NEMC, a nigga with MV. Rounds gon' spit into the clip MV. I just beat a stink case, nigga don't tempt me. Cause I had to park outside the crib in the M3. We move like warriors, ready to rock. Ride through all you haters' blocks, pop down like Hanukkah tops. Warriors are strong will, nigga never fragile. And won't think twice about letting off in the battle. Destroyer like Conan, OG like my old man. But instead of swords, Glock in my nigga's hand. And rolling 10 deep in the black cargo vans, ready to pop on you niggas like snakes out of cans.
I'm not the one to test, so nigga, try your best. Cause I relieve stress, it's like Elliot Ness. Doing your flesh, make your chest need cardiac arrest. And all that dumb shit that you talking, I'm not impressed. A buddy messing with the British call me, ladies adore me. And other niggas can't hold my style, see they ignore me. By nature, I'm naughty, but my name ain't Trek. I'm a certified breadwinner, come on, place your bets. I get at your up and coming, and erase your vets. With a complete workout, without breaking a sweat. And to make it more intense, I just increase the set. Cause what you fucking with, boy, that's what I really get. Cause I'm a family man, I ain't with it like handing me handed. When the heat to my hand, I'm the black Yosemite Sam. Part of the plan, I ain't puffy, part of the band. Part of me, man, the rage from the cage, the part of the hand.
Yo, what click is you in? Cause I'm stepping in with the union. Cats so slick, they face will be black and blue. We strapping gas in the back of the Buick. Packing dudes with the tools, so they know flat like Patrick Ewing. It's been long, so you know we overcoming the storm. I even got the song's title tattooed on my arm. It's a never-ending fight, so my fists stay balled up. And when it's battle time, best believe I've shown up. Keep the toast close, so I'm serving niggas breakfast. A hole in the chest, I'll leave a nigga breathless. Let a few shots off, and cats say I'm reckless. Now I'm just making sure these faggots respect us. All my niggas, it's time to crawl out the trenches, break the barriers, and tear down the fences. Got a shorty to ride, my warrior princess. We in the hood near you, nigga, check the senses.
I'ma turn them to
massacre. Check it. It's been a long time since I hopped on the track with Tay. Well, y'all niggas better listen up today. I'm with my nigga Dre, playing these fools like 2K. Getting money now, but I'm still in debt with Sally Mae. She done heard a nigga be ballin'. Now she just steadily callin', trying to get all in my wallet. Goddamn, I just can't call it. These money-suckin', hatin' fuckers wanna get in my lane. But all these money-suckin', hatin' fuckers can't even buy my chain. Look, gold herringbone chain when I fall through. Green and gold on the name, that's the flawless crew. So what you wanna do? Jump up to get beat down. My niggas don't play around, we going hard for that king's crown. Heir to the throne, man, I'm in my zone. Standing all alone, straight up, niggas is mighty calm. We already on, man, I feel it in my bones. Gotta love Jones for killing these songs.
I'm on a mission. Bad bitches in the kitchen. You want important, so for me you get no recognition. Not a mention, niggas ain't no competition. Just to see a nigga, you gotta pay admission. Murder Dre belongs in the Hall of Fame. You niggas pawns, I'm a king in this chess game. I marry money, nigga, that's a maiden name. I got my first dollar bill in the picture frame. Businessman without the business suit, I'm on track, nigga, no train route. I'm so fly on the ground, I need a parachute. I got a bad bitch, she smell like passion fruit. But on another note, I got another hoe. She like that white girl, Marilyn Monroe. I keep her in the trunk, pieces and chunks. I keep the cash, nigga, I ain't got a front. Burn gang, nigga. Yo, Flawless CNT, we in the motherfucking building, you know what I'm saying?
It's a motherfucking massacre.
Murder. Eat cuz.
It's a motherfucking massacre. It's a massacre.
Divine gift should never be questioned. Yeah. Simply accept it.
You know what it is. You know what it is.
Divine gifts in the game. Sticky me a dick or do I own things? Yeah. You know I'm swinging from the west for the wrong thing. Gotta hit up with love for the wrong thing.
If I ain't a Boston with a mind, premeditated with an antibody. Shots in the air until the heavens you fly. Most times I hate for no reason, I gotta get the squeeze. The signs say caution, but they still wanna try it. I refuse to keep quiet, 2 ears in the mouth, so I listen before I speak. Intimidation for the weak, I'm dirty like J-Sign and Nick. Raw steam, but you can call me Sneak. Get your pimp sick, get they all turn to freaks. All natural like the brain and geese. TJ's a sneak, drugs for geeks. A lot of love for my beats, we plan for kings. Shepherds and sheep, leaders of the schools. Regulation and rules, necessities and tools. Lesson for the fools, blessing if you choose. Growth and development, dudes, divine gift.
Divine gifts in the game. Sneaky D&D, or do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front main. Gotta hang up my love for the front main. Divine gifts in the game. Sneaky D&D, or do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front main. Gotta hang up my love for the front main.
A lot of pain in this world. A lot of stress in this world. A lot of tension in the room. Heavy damage will consume. Jail time, clean sweep like a broom. On my head, contemplating the doom. From the womb to the tomb to the tabernacle. We got it coming like guards and offensive tackles. Immediate danger like a meteor. Rushing like a matador. Fuck as soon as I step in the door.
With a splash of lime and cranberry.
Cold like Ben and Jerry. Connect like New Haven, Hartford and Waterbury. We on the Staten Island Ferry. Quarters, no paparazzi or reporters. 10% to the single mothers and daughters. 5% to the church, and we taking them orders.
Divine gifts in the game. Sticking D&D or do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front main. Gotta hit them with love for the front main. Divine gifts in the game. Sticking D&D or do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front main. Gotta hit them with love for the front main.
Homicidal might attack up on the microphone. The lyrical legend, no matter what the time zone. Words is born, the truth gon' tell. And the illegal see your tip for motherfuckers to hell. Bail, as I mob down the avenue. Where a nigga had to pay from the red or blue. It's true, Nick Jenkins and the Levi causes with a war. As I mob through the hood to the liquor store. South Central is the land where we gang bang. Hitting switches on the shard till we go slang. Don't get caught up on my block with that gold chain. And not a motherfucker out here know your fucking name. Beat down, it don't matter, nigga should've knew. You ain't from round here, dawg, then it's fuck you. Strap coming out your soul, about to rise quick. But I calm that shit down, divine gift.
Divine gifts in the game. Sneaky D&D, gon' do our own thing. Swinging from the
Gospel Radio in the building. Just another, you know, coalition mix. Man, these motherfuckers around here got skills, man. You know what I mean?
Fire.
Man, that was crazy, y'all. Like, I ain't hear one bad song, you dig?
That Warrior, man, crazy. Divine Gift, crazy. He covered that Massacre. You already knew. You already knew we chopped it up.
Oh, yeah.
It was dope, but.
Man, that Warrior is dope, man. Shout out to that Warrior, though. That thing crazy.
Yeah.
Good looking.
Hey,
that thing is
madness. Who is that on the verse?
Oh, that's my union members. That's my man Trey Pound on the first verse. I was on the second. Then my young boy Raider Rebel on third, and my chick Magna. She retired, man. I can't believe it, man. She retired, went and moved on, and you know, did her thing, but. Well, that's why I got Dutch for it, man. Dutch is another beast, man. The next compilation
that
I do now, the next compilation is going to be me, you, Dutch, and somebody else. We got to keep it moving, man. I love compilation songs like that. I got like four more to send you.
Yo, where can that, is that Warrior out or what? Is that an exclusive joint or what?
Matter of fact, Dive 4 was the first to drop it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, for sure. I was just making sure. I was trying to get that over here on the laptop, bang that through the studio speakers.
Oh, wait till you hear it in the studio speakers.
That's what I'm trying to do.
I'll send it to you just in a second. But Facebook me your email address, because I don't think I have that on the Doppel one. I got the Flawless Entertainment.
All right, for sure. Yeah, I need that, man. I need all y'all music, man, for real, because I'm always trying to hear some fresh music. I don't really listen to the stuff that's out now, so you know what I'm saying? I like to listen to the underground music, just the true hip-hop, man, so you know what I mean? I need that music, man.
I got a whole lot.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm a fan first, man, then I get busy, you know what I mean?
Myself also.
And also, too, before we heard that bullet points, you know what I'm saying, dialect.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I like that.
You know
that
what I mean? Off that Breaking Bad. And then, of course, the Divine Gift, you know what I mean, featuring the homie DMD. And, again,
mm-hmm.
That's on Sneak Walking. The album's coming out March 3rd, y'all. So, I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate all that music. That music was good. It definitely kept me in the zone.
Good looking.
Yeah, man, it definitely, I found myself singing along to some of it, man. Like, each song kind of had me going, so I was like, this is crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's pretty dope being in here with all you fellas, man. That's word for real.
Absolutely. So we got about 10 minutes where they cut us off. I'm just going to keep going into some music. Look at y'all. I salute y'all. Obviously, Matt Ford, you already know. Mr. Raw, you my fam. I got you. You already know. Sneak. Woo!
Yeah.
Saturday night is going down. We're going to make it official.
Hey.
Mr. Errol Tate, you already know.
Yeah.
You already.
I'm been new.
And E-Cub in the motherfucking house. Big shout out to Flawless Entertainment. Billy.
You already know.
The fam. Y'all rock with me. My East Coast fan rock with me. My West Coast fan rock with me. What a beautiful show. You know what I'm saying? We had a
hey, shout out to Old English. Keep making that malt liquor I like, motherfuckers.
Old
English. Hey, I got to, you know, I never do this, but I got to give a shout out to California weed dispensaries. You know what I'm saying?
That's
thank
right.
You for
that's
making
right.
My,
give it up to the Green Cross.
Thank you for for being green beef all day that I can walk into a store and walk out with the receipt with a debit card and
that's,
shit, you know what I mean, and go home legally. So
they accept ATMs too, dog.
absolutely. But, you know, we definitely get it in. I'm going to drop this up, you know, a track from Army Map 4, and then we, you know, I'm going to drop a surprise and watch out to let's turn this out, man, so the lights go off. Big shout out to y'all, Gospel Radio, next Thursday, 8:30 Pacific Time, Federal Star, Onyx, MC Shan, the bridge is not over its sex on Thursday night on Gospel Radio. Let's do this.
Crime down Dizzaline, nigga, you already know from the Bay to LA, LA to the Bay. My figure steady, gang. Hey.
Scared money don't make none. Hey. So stop acting like a gangster when you know that you ain't one.
Yo, Jack.
The bitches know.
Tear yeah, gas,
when
nigga.
You drop, hit the block, you hear them scream.
They ain't got much paper. It's looking like trouble. Quit acting like a gangster when you really just humble. Really, I rumble. Got some hands quick with the 1-2. I ain't seen you uncomfortable because you scared what I'm going to do. I ain't worried about nothing. Knocking off all suckers, don't give my enemies a chance. When I see them, I dust them. And when the police harass, I ain't stopping them busting. Make them crash, then I laugh and continue to hustle. This the whip, feeling like a piece of shit, but I'm thugging. Try and get my paper right, keep food in my youngin'. So don't come out at night unless you're carrying something. I'm the cock to hammer tight, put one in your stomach. You feel? That's that gangster shit, all my niggas coming. We ill, ass strong arm to the fucking bill. That crying dime, it's just slick, and my niggas. Feel. We the shit you niggas wishing one day you'll be here.
Scared money don't make none. So stop acting like a gangster when you know that you ain't it one. The bitches know,
they know.
When the drop hit the block, you hear them scream. There they go, go. The niggas back for the business, business act. Selling crack for a snitch, 82 inches, inches. Getting rich is all we do, so niggas locked up. I have something to come home to.
Quick to tell a chick, Annie, up. You want a man or some sucker trying to make you get him panties up.
What?
All in your face, first date. Sniffing pure white off of your waist. You can't wait. Tribulations of a trick. I ain't really a pimp. I just asked if that's really your bitch. She's staring. Don't let her slip. You couldn't have, so you shouldn't miss. Stay inside. I insist. Silence. A whole team of green berets with a special case. You shovel snow in the rain all 7 days. Pop calls for the throw. Backwood smoke, the best thing since the 4-5 scope. Man, I hope this is all my dope I've been waiting in the mail for. You can tell I've been through hell, boy. Gang member with a temper bad as hell, boy. George Jetson waiting for the hell, boy.
Scared money don't make none. So stop acting like a gangster when you know that you ain't it one. The bitches know,
they know.
When the drop hit the block, you hear them scream. There they go, go. The niggas back for the business, business act. Selling crack for a snitch, 82 inches, inches. Getting rich is all we do, so niggas locked up. I have something to come home to.
Jack, these suckers try to be on point, but they ain't sticking to it. This how I do it, check the stats, you know it's mob influence. We cook the crack and then we jig it to the knots and move it. It's only gangster niggas fucking with me and it's the movement. Say I'm shooting like I'm wanting for investigations. Rolling in my spaceship, let's knock them off, no use in waiting. I only choose to be with niggas that are gripped fully. Ask about the niggas that I'm fucking with, they say they bullies. They all smacking shit, they all throw them things. Fucking with the jack and we was doing this before the fame. Back when I was fighting 187 and running from them laws, trying to get away from the feds. They say I'm not like the rest of these suckers. My name is Harry's weight. If I pull it out when I'm beefing, I'm going for their face. And I ain't tripping if they tell them I'm a dick to blaming. It's never damning all my life. See, I'm a dick to cannon.
Scared money don't make none. So stop acting like a gangster when you know that you ain't it one. The bitches know,
they know.
When the drop hit the block, you hear them scream. There they go, go. The niggas back for the business, business act. Selling crack for a snitch, 82 inches, inches. Getting rich is all we do, so niggas locked up. I have something to come home to.
Handle your business before your business handles you. Night gas to the
ground, so you know where I'm stepping through. Devotion to these rap folks, see me doing backstrokes around these clowns. Show them how it sounds when there's gas strokes. It's crazy, but it can get realer. Have you behaving for God? Well, I'll be banging the dealer. Killer sounds out the speakers, max in the watch. Amplify the track, give us some feeling and show me what you got. Critically acclaimed, see, my mission is simple. I never change the game, just got it like nuclear missiles. Critically acclaimed, the bomb 40s from August on some hard shit, red carpet, so please don't start shit. Critically acclaimed, see, my mission is simple. I never change the game, just got it like nuclear missiles. Critically acclaimed, the bomb 40s from August on some hard shit, regardless, so please don't start shit. So no need to apply if you're feeling too scared. My music loud enough be heard by the hearing impaired. I'm sending out flares, that's a wet emergency state. Time to set a new platform, jump off and wait. Hit the ground and back to back, everybody get wrapped up and never with authority. So here I come, I kick that ridiculous, meticulous. All my dogs are sticking with, so ripping shit to increments or rapping over instruments. I feel it in my soul, now my nature's calm. But my mind is being fire, so I guess I'm spitting napalm. Underground sound profound, but move around the town swiftly as I move to break the laws of the speed of sound. I'll see you in the afterlife, keep my homie disciple like. Temple rights for goods that be shaking till the end of night. Scars with the battle stripes, high as fuck, I'm taking flights. See when I see, peace, yo, I'm out. Critically acclaimed, my mission is simple. I never change the game, just got it like nuclear missiles. Critically acclaimed, the bomb 40s from August on some hard shit, red carpet, so please don't start shit. Critically acclaimed, see, my mission is simple. I never change the game, just got it like nuclear missiles. Critically acclaimed, the bomb 40s from August on some hard shit, regardless, so please don't
evacuate the building. Kill souls in the area. Yeah. Kill souls in the area. Watch out.
Watch out. Queens, New York, Kills Only Antique, Lost Studios, Shouts to Mr. Raw, the whole dirty basement. Yep. One stop, I'm collapsing buildings and cracking floors. You motherfuckers gotta walk from raw artists flipping out. Hope you get it now. My lines are over your head like you play a monkey in the middle with a little stick figure in a sword fight. Who lost, right? My bars are fucking crazy. Punch lines are punch ladies and probably awful witness. Your bars are like a baby new at an abortion clinic. This is art like a painting and the picture is so vivid. I'm just living this human race and the odds are winning. Hard looking slim like an aftermath artist. Go craft a dance to find a beat you think goes the hardest. Pick a sweet technique to do with your feet. Say the same words in the chorus, probably get famous for it. Shit, you think I'm on a no, but push me off the edge. Bitch, you think you hard, but a pussy don't get erect. So get demolished, this weed got me leaning like me and Domingo in the hallway, sipping in college way before I smoke chronic. Parties dropping, New Year's Eve in the living room. Ain't talking killing, talking about what the weed and the liquor do. I got the sickest crew, wicked moves, vicious fumes. The lyrical cracking is my reaction
this
to
this. Is
some
hard verses, which is light work. Overall, Mr. Raw track, yeah, that's tight work. I think you better fall back, cause this might hurt. Cause when they spitting, they ripping, they make it hard for competition, so listen.
Spread the word, make this spit. Now diverse, and lyrically he's making all these other rappers fight the curse. Go ahead, pick away at my brain, you little bird. You catch yourself choking and suffering from the curse's curse. Because you can't understand my plan, the story of a man taking over the earth with his bare hands. In his left hand, the mic, the other hand, some ass. I mean, I'm trying to live that life for fans and make her dance. I'm also trying to find a wife who could cook without pants. I'm trying to book me a flight all the way to Japan. If you don't like what I'm saying, you could think that I'm playing. But the problem is, you're trying to kick me out and I'm staying. Uh-oh, you got your girl pregnant, hope you love her. Hope you're ready for children and moving in with the mother. Should have been like me, that's why I always wear rubber. I'm not trying to have a girl call me daddy unless I fuck her. I mean, one day I'll have a kid, pick a fence kind of shit. But for now, make a hit. If you drink it, take a sip. If you smoke it, take a hit. Have some fun, man. Listen to me spin. Switch flows like a menstrual. Got the side of my dental. You're gonna need some special guidance to reach my level. So if I can mix a rebel to stimulate my mental. Your girl's trying to pay to use my penis as a rental. Had to take a breath real quick. Battling me was the cause of your death. This is your boy Face. Been crazy since I was 7. Chilling in the devil's chariot, bumping stairway to heaven. Obama fucking won, but really fucking election. Cause in the end it's gonna be kills on that I'm repping.
Woo! Biatch!
That was crazy.
Don't give him no more. Dirty Basement exclusive. Dirty Basement.
Shit make me wanna march up and down the street or some shit. Yo, check. I ain't apologetic when I wreck it. I said it on a microphone and I won't regret it. The opposite of what you used to, but still I'm heading to what you used to. It's still too true. Do this on what the screw do. Time for, I got my label straight cracking. Why these haters reactions like a part of these captions, huh? It's funny, they jokers. Rams don't get bite like the way they're supposed to. I'm holding on like a holster. Hold my beers like a coaster. Alcohol.